Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight Is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. And a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me one.
What? Here we go.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Moms and Merlot.
I think that's the quietest we've ever been.
Yeah. Everybody's looking at the fucking phone instead of being present. We are a podcast moment.
We're preparing.
Oh, please. So welcome to Moms and Merlot. I'm happy to be back as always. This is fun because we actually recorded on Monday of this week and it's now Friday. So it's two recordings in 1 week, guys. High five to us. We always want to do it.
We never do.
And we actually did it. It's so exciting. So, hi, my name is Vanessa. And with me is Christy.
Hola.
And Stephanie.
Hello.
And it's just the three of us today, guys.
Hey, guys, I know this has nothing to do with anything, but apparently Amazon is eyeing, or rather, Doral is eyeing, is like a bidder for Amazon's southern headquarters.
Cool.
Like one of their big.
Does that mean that like I get more stuff like,
faster?
If let me read and then.
And Amazon Prime Now has a big variety.
While she's reading,
second headquarters plans $5 billion.
Sounds about right. People that use Amazon
plan $5 billion, 8 million square foot, 50,000 employee campus for Amazon executive staff and high paying professionals. Oh, so this is gonna
jobs.
Be yes, but like techie like startup jobs where like you have like unlimited maternity leave and shit like that.
Nice. I need to apply. I need to know this. Right away. This may be just in time bids. Just in time by the time that I'm unemployed.
Well, economic development agencies in Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties are putting together a rare tri-county proposal to lure Seattle-based online shopping giant to the region. One South Florida city is flying solo with this pitch.
Doral's like, fuck you, tri-counties. I'm going to do it by myself. yo puedo sola.
That sounds very...
offering Amazon 47 acres of prime space in its downtown Doral for the first phase.
That area is going to be so congested.
That area is already so congested.
I know. It's going to be so much worse. No. Put it by like...
Yeah, but the good thing about these startups is that they do like...
Amazon is not a startup.
It's a tech startup. It's technically in that...
They could do it by the
it's
back.
It's the original.
Yeah, they should do it like
by IKEA.
Right off the right by IKEA.
That's
right,
like,
off
look,
the
this is exactly where it's going to be. Amazon project would include part of the 250-acre white golf course, which Codina and Lennar bought in 2006, and earmarked for single-family home development.
So no more houses.
Yeah, they would be.
No, that they would be taking over the spot that was supposed to be.
Yeah,
houses.
That's what I'm saying. No more houses.
Right.
Yeah, it's that area by like IKEA and Dolphin back.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
So that would be.
Would they finally get a 25th Avenue exit? On the turnpike.
That'd be fantastic.
God, that would be great.
Oh my God, but think of the traffic while they build it.
such negativity
for its planned HQ.
I'm just trying to think of all the angles, Christy.
There was not much traffic when they built the 74th, though.
No, that's right. They only ruined it when it, that like little secret, like the little skip the traffic. I'm like, I think I can still go, and I had to get off on 74th and then get back on the highway.
And you're so like, this is Amazon's qualification for like what they're looking for in a metro. They seek a major metropolitan area of over 1 million people within 45 minutes of an airport and near quality universities. I mean, yeah, well, that's pretty much it. I mean, that's
sounds like that area.
Yeah. Checklist for HQ includes business friendly climate, low taxes, cultural amenities, proximity to mass transit. Nope. Affordable.
Oh, they'll build the mass transit.
But they'll build it. That's the thing. As
hello, we're getting our bullet.
Fucking finally.
I want that bullet.
Well, we're bidding.
God, for that, I hope
too.
We get that
into the mic. Please.
Sorry.
27 minutes.
Affordable cost of affordable cost of living strike. And a diverse population. Okay, so 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Well, how diverse is Hispanic?
There's a lot of like surprising places, like people, like there's a lot of Russians here. I discover a lot of Russians in Miami as time goes on.
There's a lot of Russians.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Before we get into this, let's talk about our wine. Okay, shall we? Yes. So this is what happens when you go to Target every day. You find stuff on clearance. And I found a $30 bottle of wine on clearance.
We're fancy, yo.
For $14. So yeah. That's more than 50% off. So, hey, high five, Target. This is it's a Simi. It's Alexander Valley. A Cabernet Sauvignon. 2014.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
We fancy AF. So yeah, so I'm excited to try our clearance wine, as we've been calling it all week. So that's that. That's as fancy as I think we're gonna get.
Yeah,
clearance wine.
Like expensive clearance wine.
Yeah, but it was clearance.
Yeah.
So it was not
sorry,
expensive.
Excuse me, lady. Your foot and the table are not. Oh God, go. Where do you gotta go? Sorry, I'm having. Excuse me, I'm having an issue with the dog.
Well, apparently on Wednesday, Doral had a city council meeting where the council unanimously approved a resolution to endorse and support the Miami-Dade Transit Planning Organization's Rapid Transit Smart Plan, which intends to reduce traffic in Doral specifically. So they're looking into putting in like Doral's own little like mass trans.
I will say Doral gets shit done.
They do. There's money there. That's
yeah,
fine.
Your people.
It's your people.
The Venezuelans. I know. They come here.
I know.
Doral is the fastest growing city in Florida and the 11th fastest growing city in the U.S.
The most beautiful city is Miami. Sorry. That's another video that we need to
I was going
to
say La Ciudad que Progresa.
That's Hialeah.
That's Hialeah.
No, that's Hialeah.
There's a video. I think Steph has seen it. It's called Chonga Chat.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's like talking to somebody. He's like, what do you mean, what's Hialeah? It's the most beautiful cities in Miami. And I'm like, so I use that for everything now.
Do you see this?
Mm-hmm. She's thirsty as fuck.
She's thirsty.
That's Dave's stuff.
Oh, okay. But, you know, a lot of these, I mean, my dad's best friend moved to Charleston, South Carolina, a couple years back. And Charleston recently, like around the
what
same time
timing.
they moved, what?
Said what bad timing?
Well, at the same time that they moved to Charleston, Google had just opened like a Southeastern headquarters there. Mm-hmm. And like they did mass improvements to the city of Charleston, including giving the whole city free Wi-Fi.
It's like Pawnee.
It's exactly
is like
there
that.
Drones will they start dropping off gifts at my house?
but when I was watching the Grizzle thing, I was watching that on Parks and Rec, and I was like, oh, this is what they did in Charleston. So if Amazon comes here, like,
oh my God,
they'll do shit like
Parks and Rec was right. Like they predicted free Wi-Fi.
They
for
predicted
the
Cubs
town.
Winning.
They did. Parks and Rec is like they're on those writers. Like, come give me lottery numbers, guys. Like, let's do this.
Oh, why am I? That's so funny.
I have no idea. Did you drink before coming over here?
Not yet.
I could.
Oh, Missy's at the part where the boys freak out.
Yep, the butts have showed up.
I have to show you the video.
So, FYI. No, wait. Let me correct that statement.
Our podcast friend, Missy, is here in my home.
She's in the vicinity.
Because the three of us talk about Boss Baby so much that she decided she needed to watch it. So she's here while we're recording in the Geek Bro studio. She is in my living room watching Boss Baby. So hi, Missy.
And we can hear it from here.
But I have a video of Link and Nathan watching Boss Baby.
I have to. I'll share it when this episode comes out.
We'll share it. Okay. And it,
are you watching How to Make a Costume? A sushi costume?
Yes, she is.
Oh, I just shared it on the Mama's page. It is freaking genius, like DIY costumes that I'm super impressed by. Sorry.
Okay.
It's very distracting.
But anyway, so there was, I have a video, I was taking video of Nathan and Lincoln like freaking out when the baby comes. And it's like, you would think, like when you see this video, you're going to think that this is the first time they're watching this movie.
Wait, here, hold on.
Like when the baby comes to the house?
No, wait. No, so when the baby, when they get to baby,
like when the beginning, when they're showing like all the babies.
Building the babies?
Right.
That laugh is so great.
Like if they're watching it for the first time.
But they look so cute with their little popcorns. Oh, I'm so sad Oliver wasn't there.
And then he goes, what is that? And they like look to his face like, it's Boss Baby. Like, duh. Like,
duh, lady. We've only seen it a thousand times.
And that's because I had missed Link.
Link
starts it and he goes, he does it every time he watches a movie. But he goes, Mama, look who's here. Mama, look who's here. And I'm like, bro.
And then Nathan.
And then Nathan just started cracking up.
But when, before he, this was before he got like super anal and super bossy and was like, listen, take off your shoes, take off your socks. Let's go.
You're going to get comfy here, Mom.
You're going to get comfy and you're going to enjoy this.
This is a good movie. Enjoy this. It's really good.
You like this, right? This is good, right?
Mama, bro. Give Lincoln more popcorn.
Bro, you're going to like Boss Baby, bro. Bro.
Bro.
Bro, Lincoln, bro.
No, they don't say bro, thank God.
Actually, they did that day.
Sophie does.
Because
Sophie does. Sophie sat in here this morning. This afternoon, I was looking on the computer trying to show her because we're working on her Hispanic heritage project. So I was like showing her things of Venezuela. So she's like sitting here and she put on the headphones and she grabbed the mic and she goes, what's up, yo? And then she gave me the microphone and she goes, Mommy, say what's up, yo? And I'm like, what's up? Like, what's up, bro? She said, what's up, yo? I'm like, all right, baby, what's up, yo? That's really cute. Sorry.
No,
I wasn't there when they were watching Boss Baby. So.
You evacuated.
No one told you to go to North Carolina.
Yes. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I was forced.
You know, there's a lot of blame coming on your daddy.
Because he forced me. He said, you're leaving tonight. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Because you're not 31 years old and a grown ass woman to make your own damn choice.
Not when my daddy tells me what to do.
Okay, well, sure.
Missy just sends us a message. She's watching Boss Baby. So many baby butts. Why do I think this is so funny? Like, well, obviously.
Well, apparently our 3-year olds agree with you. So.
Well, anyway. So.
So, yeah. Okay, so there's lots of Russians here.
Yeah, there's a good number of Russians here. There's a surprising amount of like people from like the British Isles that I've encountered like recently. There's a lot of Asians here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Haitian.
Yeah,
we have a Haitian.
It's multicultural. It's definitely multicultural.
It's the overwhelming majority.
Yeah, it's Hispanic, but that doesn't mean that there aren't other people here.
We have others.
There's a lot of Russians here.
Sure.
Yeah, but Russians and Cuban go together.
They do. They always have.
Like peanut butter and jelly.
They always have.
That's why half the Cuban names start with Y's. It's not even wrong. It's not. It really is a thing. I once asked my mom, like, Mommy, why is there so many Ivangs and Yuris in Cuba? And she goes, that's the Russians.
True.
Yeah, it's true.
This is very true.
I mean, yeah,
it's a thing.
I mean, when you're right,
you're right. They've gone back since the 60s. Why stop now?
It's a thing.
I'm Cuban. I can make fun of people. Thanks.
Yeah. I
can make fun of people. Just generalize.
I can make fun of my own kind.
And Vanessa, well, you're Miami enough. We'll let you make fun of Cubans.
Oh, I don't need your permission. I'm Venezuelan. I do what I want.
Yeah, can I make fun of Venezuelans?
What? I heard two things.
I didn't hear what Christy said.
My ears is funnier. I go with yours.
thing.
Whatever, guys. Fuck my dick. Okay.
Oi.
That was sorry. Aggressive.
That was aggressive.
It was meant to be.
I know.
I wasn't trying to hide it.
I heard the. I thought I heard a kid crying, but then I remembered that
she's watching
movie
a baby movie. Yep. She's literally watching a movie about babies. Yep. So what's new? What's happening? What's going on?
Honey, what's this? What's happening?
We are,
you want to watch Will and Grace?
I know. I'm sorry. I'm
go away, Chrissy, and I can talk about Will and Grace. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. So that I can hear it while I'm editing. What's the fucking point? Okay, guys, here's the problem. All right. So Will and Grace just aired yesterday.
Yesterday.
The literally new season. Yesterday.
You will hear this episode
in 2 weeks. I
three.
Think.
Two? Mm. I don't know. I
no,
don't.
We have two episodes waiting to go out. One goes out next week. One goes out the following week. So yeah, 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
See, I can't do that.
But it's okay because we're going to get a little bit delayed again. Yes, we'll probably catch up.
We're going to try not to, but...
It's very nice to have a little buffers.
Yeah. No. But so, we're going to try not to miss anything because I feel bad. Like, I actually feel like down when we don't record on Fridays.
It really does.
Because... I've gotten very used to this, and I'm not letting it get away, guys.
It messes with my mental, like
it does.
My, like, it's like mental well being is completely thrown off when like I
yeah,
don't.
My mom today or yesterday.
Maybe that's why I'm dying because I've been like not podcasting.
Okay, we'll get into that in a second.
Into that.
But yesterday, my mom was like, because she's like, oh, it's not like, oh, let's take the kids here. It's on Friday. I'm like, no, mom, I have my podcast on Friday. She's like, why do you record on Friday? Like, the kids don't have school on Saturday. You could take them out. And I'm like, yeah, but my friends have jobs and they don't have to go to their jobs on Saturday. So Friday, we podcast. So and she was like, whatever. I'm like, yeah.
Well, that's like when I got here, she was leaving. She's like, oh, what are you doing here? And I'm like,
what are you doing here?
It's Friday. She's like, oh, that's right.
I don't think she understands. No. Like, but you know what? I'm pretty sure you could be my mom's daughter because she's robotic too.
That's fine.
Jeff was like,
we could trade moms. We
could take her.
I love you, Barbie.
Take her.
Jeff saw like some actually I think Lisa and Teresa are there actually today.
Mm-hmm. Or John Mulaney
is here, and he goes, oh, that's right, that's where I wanted to go to that to this comedian show. And they go, but it's Friday night. And he goes, so you won't go to a comedy show because you're recording. I'm like,
it takes a lot.
It has to be a really good show.
Yeah, it takes a lot for us to cancel a Friday.
Well, David the other day was like, oh, some of the guys from work, like, they want to do, like, an outing to an escape room, and they want to go, I think he said today, like, the 29th. Tonight. And I was like, no, it's Friday. And he goes, so just move it. And I'm like, we're 3 weeks behind on our, no.
Yeah, no.
And he's like, okay. And he goes, so can we go October 13th? I'm like, that's a Friday.
Do you see the constant?
There's a pattern here.
Okay.
There's a reason why we haven't missed that many episodes. Because we make sure we always record on our Fridays. Like, Fridays is our day.
He's like, I don't understand. And I'm like, first of all,
it's Mama's day.
It's Friday. Second of all, that's Annie's day. So no.
Yeah, that is Annie's
that's
day.
That's not happening.
For sure Annie's day. Well, and the thing is that like the only times we don't record is like natural disaster or like
child is uber sick.
Or
we're on vacation.
Or a vacation. Like there's like because usually when we go
or
on
there's
vacation,
like a party or a job thing or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. But like the biggest one has been like we have Fridays are when we take off on like the weekend trips and stuff like that. But then we always try to record like a day before or something like that to make up for it. But yeah, we've been pretty consistent. So I'm like even I'm going to see next week On Your Feet.
When?
On Thursday and Saturday. Like twice.
I'm gonna go.
We got tickets. There's still tickets for Saturday.
I know. We're having a no spend October.
Well, this was like a promise to my mom that I made because we're going.
I know.
On the Thursday, but since I'm going with like a majority of
Jeff's family,
somebody's got to watch Nathan.
Yeah.
So my mom's watching Nathan. So on Saturday,
falls down the stairs, let me know.
Oh, cut. Okay. Hopefully not.
Not you guys. Like. Other people in your group that may be going.
Okay.
If someone falls down the stairs,
can they get a cold?
Sure, whatever.
That's better than pushing an older person down the stairs.
I didn't say it had to be an older person.
I fell down the stairs in North Carolina.
I was like, well, and then
I fell and broke my coccyx when I was like 9.
Coccyx.
You guys are so mature.
Listen, You're right there with us, all right? So don't even.
Listen, I learned that word watching The Simpsons. Is when Bart Simpson broke his coccyx.
Oh, not that episode where he broke his arm and he did this and like Lisa was like flipping it. Like Lisa was babysitting him. Wasn't that what it was?
Yeah, he broke his coccyx on like the office skateboard or something. I was like, and then he like eventually like when it healed, he like bounced around on his butt like around everywhere because his coccyx bone was now like super strong. But I was like, that to that day is still funny. It's a funny bone.
I mean, sure, but no, whatever. It fucking hurts when you break it, though, because they can't do anything to it.
Yeah.
They can't put that in a cast.
Like a rib. So you break your ass.
Yeah. You break your ass. You break your tailbone. But anyway, so I'm dying. We've come to that conclusion.
You're not dying.
My brain, it's eating itself.
You just have, like, a brain disease, maybe.
I just have a brain disease.
Just a brain disease. Nothing serious.
You know, one of the things they told me, they're like, yeah, there could be a tumor on your optic nerve. Have you lost your vision? And I'm like, no.
Lovely.
It's not that bad.
And we are being very light about this because...
Because if I am actually sick, that's how I'm going to be. So
yeah, and this, and we're totally Friday night... doctoring.
Oh,
here.
For sure. We're like, so what kind of symptoms
we're
did
like
you have?
WebMD. Okay.
Yeah. Well, like,
we're better than WebMD, right? Because we give you personal opinions and like personal stories. So, like, we're better than WebMD. Okay.
None of us have any kind of medical.
I have a BuzzFeed medical degree.
I have medical training for my job.
Like CPR, like from the fucking office.
Well,
like,
no,
come on.
I can tell you what, like a disc. I can talk about your spinal column all you want about like the herniations and
totes medical training.
I can. I've done taken all sorts of classes.
Yeah, that's the same. That's the same. Christy.
She can do medical coding.
Yeah, I know what billing is correct and what is not. See, I can tell you. I can look at your bill afterwards and tell you if they're overcharging you.
I mean, that's a given. That's
yeah,
obvious.
Well, yeah.
It's not a hard job.
No. I don't know. Yeah, I know some... I know one particular person comes to mind that does medical billing, and she's like...
No, it's not hard.
Not...
It's trainable.
Not the brightest light
It's a trainable job. No. There are some stupid people that do my job. Stupid people.
Well, anyway. So, yeah, I'm dying. In conclusion,
Dave is going to hate this episode.
I'm just
going to hate.
Yep. Oh, that's right. They don't know about this. We have to tell them before this.
By the time this happens.
Yeah, by the time this airs.
Yeah, right. By the time they hear this.
Or not, and just wait till they listen to
yeah,
it.
You don't have to tell them.
Steph, what's wrong? So I know that we missed a couple of episodes, not because of the hurricane, but we also missed a couple of episodes because I was really sick.
Thanks. Just kidding.
What was wrong with that?
Violent.
Because we missed episodes. Sorry.
Okay.
It came out wrong.
Okay.
And we're just gonna skip right by it. Keep going.
We're just gonna pretend that
it
happened.
Didn't happen. It didn't happen.
So yeah,
I'm embarrassed enough for all of us guys.
I started
off moving on
with like a really nasty sinus infection that lasted like 2 weeks, and it's upcoming.
And
it's coming
happening.
Back apparently. I try to make this as short as possible, but like I've always suffered from migraines and headaches from since I was a kid. I was diagnosed with migraines at 10, and it's no surprise for me to get like at least, you know, once a week or every couple of days or whatever, I'll get some kind of headache that may or may not form into a migraine. But I started getting, and typically when I'm sick and I'm sinus sick, that's the dough. Pause.
Oh, cookies are here. Okay, sorry for the pause. We have a cookie dough
Oreo Nutella pie.
Yes.
From Dough Miami.
It looks...
Order from them.
Amazing. Steph, somebody take a picture.
Before we fuck it up.
Instagram-a-lama. We need to share. Because if we don't take a picture and post it, did we actually eat it?
No.
I mean, come on.
Well, then the calories don't count.
Exactly. No. You know what? Missy, for those of you that didn't hear, Missy said if we didn't post about it, then the calories don't count. So maybe we won't share. So Missy's going to be popping in and out because she's going to eat some pie. But anyway.
Well, I'm going to go watch Boss Baby.
Oh, she's going to watch Boss Baby.
Like a grown up.
Well, duh.
I don't know why the kids love it.
So she can talk to them.
That sounds totally appropriate.
So you can talk to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said, don't you just throw chocolate at babies? Yeah, we do.
But that's how that works.
We also have to have conversations about the things that they like sometimes. So boss baby, whatever. Okay, so Stephanie's dying. Okay, back to that.
Back to my death.
Tim's gonna kill
you us. You guys can consider this episode my last will and testament.
Do I get your makeup?
Sure.
God damn it. Well, you can get her foundations and stuff. I just want the brushes and the eyeshadows and the highlighter.
So everything?
You can get the foundations and the powders and all that stuff. That's too white for me.
Okay.
We'll split it.
Actually, I want her. I can take her clothes.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
See, like, we're splitting up your shit and you haven't even died yet.
Call this episode Steph's Last Will and Testament. I'm Stephanie of Sound Mind and Body.
Well, not if you have merch.
Hashtag pray for MRSA.
I would like to take this moment to send our thoughts out to anyone who does have MRSA.
Suffers from MRSA.
Get well soon.
We'll send you a cookie dough pie.
Yeah, just send us an email. Hashtag not gonna happen at gmail.com.
We don't share food. We don't share food.
Oh my God. Rest in peace, Stephanie. It's happening. Call 911.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened.
We're not even drunk
this is
yet.
Not my water. This is yours.
Is it?
So that's mine.
Oh, how did I get all the way over here?
How did that happen? Oh my God. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Well, that was great.
And composure.
Anyway, so I initially thought that I was just getting these headaches like all the time because I was like sniffling so much because I was like trying to suck in all this like gross shit coming out of my nose. So you know how like when you're sick and you're constantly sniffling and then after a while it starts to hurt or whatever, and I just thought that my sinuses were sore and the whole thing. I was on like antibiotics and medication for like 2 weeks and nothing was working and nothing was getting better. Finally I had to go get injections. I was feeling better. And then my headache started changing to where, and if we have any listeners that are actual doctors.
Yeah.
Not like BuzzFeed doctors or WebMD doctors, like real fucking like MD, like Grey's Anatomy doctors. You
put in the time and effort.
Grey's Anatomy doctors, ER.
House.
Yeah. You know, house. Anything. I'll fucking take Nip Tuck doctors at this point. You know, whatever. But like if you think you know what's wrong with me, like please email us because I need to know.
Yes.
I've been dealing with this for 6 weeks and I know what the hell's wrong with me. So anyway, the headaches started changing. They weren't like regular migraines. They would start on the left side of my head and then travel all the way around my head and like into my neck. And they're really, the pressure is different. It feels like, the only way I can describe it is it feels like my skull is crushing my brain. And it's a lot of pressure and it's like blinding pain. They come and go. They can last for a couple of seconds up to a few minutes. And then, you know, there was a day that I was getting them like every hour, basically.
Yikes.
There've been a couple of days. There are some days and they'll change on the day. Today has been one of those days that every time I stand up, I get one of those headaches. So it's really changed and it's kind of been
like
that.
It's not as fun as a head rush though.
No, it's not a head rush. It's not a head rush. I've had those. That's not a head rush. Last Saturday while we were at Disney was probably like the worst symptom day that I'd had. At around 1 o'clock, we got to Magic Kingdom and we settled to get, we got like some lunch and we watched the parade. And when I got up,
and you bought rose gold ears.
And I bought the rose gold ears. My mission.
And dancing. She accomplished her mission.
Should I choose to accept it?
You accepted and you succeeded.
I bought the one of 3,000 only rose gold ears.
You get ass pats for that.
Thanks.
You did good. We're proud.
But as we were walking into Magic Kingdom, I could already feel myself like getting one of these headaches coming on, and I was just like, okay, well, I'm just gonna power through it because I haven't brought Link to Disney in a while. He's been asking to come, and we had to cancel a trip 3 weeks ago, and when all of this bullshit started, and so yeah, basically, I sat through the parade, and I fucking love that Festival of Fantasy parade. Mm-hmm. I would watch that parade every day if I could. In fact, we saw it 2 days in a row from different sides of the park, different angles.
Of course.
And during the parade, I just felt miserable. I felt like, on top of the fact that it was hot, I just felt like my head was going to pop. Like, my head was going to explode.
Right.
And then I got up, and I grabbed on, when the parade was over, I got up, and I grabbed onto the stroller, and I just started pushing to where David and I wanted to go get lunch. Because mm-hmm. Link wasn't going to eat what we were going to eat. So, David told me, he was like, hey, let me take the stroller. And I told him, no, it's the only thing holding me up right now. Because I was walking to the other restaurant, I started feeling like the entire right side of my body go numb. Like, not numb, but cold. Nobody it wasn't know. Quite numb, but it was cold. And I felt it, like, traveling up my body. And then as we got to the restaurant and we sat down, and David went to, I had pre-ordered food on the Disney app. I have this, like, fun little thing now where you can pre-order food at certain restaurants.
Like Starbucks?
Yeah, basically. And you just go in and you pick it up and, you know, your fucking food is ready.
That's awesome.
That sounds amazing.
It avoids a lot of fucking time.
Is it in the Disney Parks app?
Yeah. Yeah. It's only certain restaurants. It's not every restaurant, but it's...
That would defeat the purpose if it was every single restaurant.
Well, it's select walk-up restaurants. It's not even all the walk-up restaurants.
Right. Again, it would defeat the purpose.
So... I found a table for Link and I, and the last thing I wanted to do was to, like, chase after a three-year-old after feeling as bad as I was feeling. So when he got up, I sat him back down and I put my hands on him and I went to tell him to, Papi, I need you to sit down because Mama doesn't feel well. And nothing came out. I couldn't talk. My words were not coming out. Like, my mouth was open, but sounds were not coming out. And as it was happening to me, I had a moment where I stopped and I was like, I think I'm having a stroke. Like, this is like my half my body is numb and
for,
I can't
for those
speak.
Of you wondering where Christy and I's lack of reaction is, we've heard the story.
Yeah. We're letting Steph share so then we can discuss it after.
Yeah. So
I had to stop
myself and be like, and like focus and like really, really focus on getting these words out, which, as I'm sure you guys who have been with us for over a year now know, I don't have any problems like saying things, like, right. You know, I'm never,
she has no filter.
Yeah.
And she's never had a lack for words.
Yeah, she's never had a lack for words, and she's also never like had a problem saying what she needs to say. It comes out. You're gonna hear her thoughts. Yeah, guys.
So that at 31 to experience that is like when I've been a fucking cotorra my whole life, a fucking parrot. I was gonna say carrot because I said
yes, you are an orange carrot.
You're such a carrot.
It was terrifying, and I'll be pretty honest, it was terrifying. I didn't say anything about it, and then I kind of like, I don't know if I passed out or what, but like I kind of just like put, when David got to the table, I kind of just put my head down on the table, and I just like passed out for like 20 minutes. Like, I don't know if it was an actual blackout or if I just needed,
you took a nap,
took a power nap at the fucking table. And I've just had a lot of random little symptoms over the last couple of weeks. Like, I got some, like, 2 weeks ago, and I got an allergic reaction out of nowhere where I broke out in hives, like, all over my body. I've never had an ovarian cyst, but, like, mm-hmm. the other day, my ovary was hurting, and I was in a lot of pain, and I get nauseous. I would get, I'd be starving, but, like, nothing... I couldn't
appetizing.
Eat anything. Like, nothing was appetizing. I thought I could be pregnant. I went to the OBGYN.
Sounds like my pregnancies.
I went to the OBGYN this week. That wasn't the case. I spoke to my cousin. We were on a trip with my family, and my cousin's husband is a doctor, and then his sister-in-law is a pharmacist. So
okay.
I sat down and I spoke to them about what had happened to me earlier in the day. And they told me that it sounds like neither one of them had anything on them. I couldn't get like a proper exam or anything.
And in the middle of Magic
Kingdom. Right. In the middle of, you know, some rental in Kissimmee.
Right.
And they were like, well, I don't want to tell you anything official, but it sounds like a TIA. A TIA is a mini stroke. So he's like, you need to make an appointment and go get like an MRI and, you know, or a CT scan or whatever. So mm-hmm. as soon as, and for those of you wondering, like, I didn't stay in Magic Kingdom after this. I took an Uber. I'm not like that fucking masochistic. I took an Uber back to my hotel and I stayed there till dinner when we went and met up with my family. And then I was able to discuss this stuff with my family.
Yeah, this is where I feel like Christy and I may have wished this upon you.
Yeah, we feel kind of bad about this part.
I do feel a little bit of guilt. Because right before you left, we were talking about how Disney is not the most relaxing vacation.
Like, don't get me wrong. I love going to Disney.
But we all do.
I will go like 9 times out of 10 if I'm going out of town, that's where I'm going. Just because it's easy. It's quick,
right there.
It's right there.
We already have the passes paid for.
Right. Yeah. So it's not a big, like, it's an easy trip for us.
Right.
So... But it's not
relaxing.
It's not relaxing.
Like, and I'm not sitting on a beach.
Right.
And like
you're walking around.
Like,
you know,
hot.
You're hitting your 10,000 steps within like 8 hours of being there. Yeah. So it's not like you're sitting around doing nothing. So we were coming up with ways that Stephanie could make it relaxing. We're like, well,
oopsie.
You could be like, well, I'm going to just go do this ride real quick and then hide in a bathroom for a little while. Or
well,
like,
the whole purpose of this trip was it was my little nephew's birthday. And mm-hmm. we were like meeting him with family from out of town. And so Link and him are like, I mean, they're toddlers, but they're, you know, they're close and they have a lot of fun and they get along really well. And it was going to be the babies, like this other baby, another Oliver, his first time, in Disney, and we were gonna go to Chef Mickey, so like I didn't want to mess this up for them. And so I figured, I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna take an Uber back to the hotel. And
she got to spend time quiet alone in her hotel room. So I feel like Christy and I are a little bit to blame.
Maybe for a little responsible for my stroke.
We prayed for your stroke.
We kind of were like, well, you know,
like,
you
how
need to
can
rest.
Stephanie get time to herself?
Well, while I was laying in the bathtub, I was making a bunch of fast passes for David and Link. So David and Link had a really fun, like, afternoon, evening.
That's nice.
Like,
see, even when we're sick, we're still thinking about how can we make the day better for our children.
Yeah, exactly.
The fuck is wrong with us? You should have just been sleeping.
I tried, but I'm also not a great sleeper, so I take a while to fall asleep. So, but anyway, so one of the things I thought could have affected it was my birth control. Long story short, I'm not getting into that all that stuff, but it's not that I was not pregnant. I didn't have a miscarriage. It was, you know, nothing like that. So my next step is on Tuesday I go for a CT scan and get like my brain checked out, because we have theories.
we have a bunch of theories of what it could be, but basically the like number one winner would be something.
Some kind of flesh-eating bacteria.
Basically. But
MRSA.
But something that is treatable with an antibiotic or some sort of infusion of meds while laying in a hospital bed for about 5 days. So it's the whole bad mom's vacation theory here. So we don't wish anything upon Stephanie.
No, of course not.
We do wish
upon you a easily treatable disease that will hospitalize you for a few days.
That will all be covered by
That's
your insurance
all.
And
That's
that people
all.
Will bring you food. You don't have to do anything.
People bring you flowers. You don't have to chase after a toddler for a couple of days.
Meanwhile,
you get to eat Jello. It really doesn't sound like a bad gig.
The menus have gotten better.
Yeah, they have. The Baptist menus are great. So
and you get to order like what you want.
Yeah,
like,
it's not shitty like whatever they decided to make for the day. Like you can basically order whatever you want. So my husband, on the other hand, has been a little bit of a basket case. So I mean,
anyone surprised? Show of hands.
Which is why Dave will kill us for this episode. Because
he's going to be happy to hear that we're praying for MRSA.
Also, we haven't told Jeff and Neri about this.
So I think Jeff and Neri are hearing about this for the first time.
It's okay.
Hearing.
They're both. Well, no. Jeff's pretty caught up. Neri, on the other hand.
Neri's going to
hear. Like, he'll hear it
point.
In a couple months.
So
by then, we'll know what happened to you.
By then,
and you'll
it might be
cured.
Dead, so. Laugh. It's funny.
I. You can't see me, but I put my hands up like, well, it's a possibility.
See, we laugh when we say she's dying.
Yeah.
When she says it, it's not funny.
It's not funny because it's happening to her.
Yeah, we can say she's got MRSA and that it's funny. When she says it, it loses some of the...
Yeah. It loses its comedic value when it comes from the dying person.
Yeah, don't you know how this works? Dying people aren't allowed to make fun of themselves, but the friends can make fun of them.
Exactly. Duh. Oh, just for our maybe doctors out there, a couple of other things that I've been just experiencing.
No, not that. This. The wine. Christy, the wine smells like berries.
Did you have a stroke, Christine?
Christy just smelled a wooden box because I said it smells like berries. I was talking about the wine. And she smelled a wooden box that came from Cuba.
I know it came from Cuba. I've heard about it many times.
The magic box.
I'm trying to figure out, like, is it as hard as everybody thinks it is to open?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So, yeah, some of the other things that's happened to me after this little, like, mini fake, maybe not stroke thing. This
episode.
I have been struggling to, like, make coherent sentences. Like, not a whole lot, but I'm stuttering a lot, and it takes me a little bit longer to form, where I used to not have to think about what I wanted to say. Like, right. I have to kind of, like, think.
Esa es la vejez.
Most Cuban thing you've ever said to me.
Or, you know, all Hispanics say vejez, all right?
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they not don't. With that inflection. Not the way you said it.
Excuse me.
Not with that emphasis. Excuse me. You didn't have any S's in that sentence.
Vejez. There's no S's in vejez. There's Z's, I think.
Spell that word. Spell it.
No,
spell
thanks.
The hiss.
No thanks.
I think that's a car.
Serious.
Talk to her in Spanish.
Spell the hiss.
Siri here. How can I help you?
Spell the hiss.
Behave.
Oh, not behave. No. Shut up.
Speak to Siri in Spanish.
No. Siri, explícame. Sorry. Continue with your death story.
The other thing that happened to me, which on the way over here Monday to record, I got really disoriented and kind of like drove around Vanessa's neighborhood until I figured out where I was.
You gave up on the box?
I had no idea where I was, so.
I'm not vested.
Which is, again.
Which is why Christy followed you home.
Yeah.
Listen. Accept it.
Well.
It's going to happen again today.
Yeah. No, I mean, Well,
you can't stop her because you'll be in your car and she'll be in her car. She's just going to follow you home like a creeper.
I'm just going to be a creeper. Just behind you. And then I'll text you. Bye. And I keep going.
I think it's swollen shut. That's why it's not working.
So, yeah, if anybody knows what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
Please email us at mamasmrlo@gmail.com.
We'll give you a shout out on next week's episode.
MMOS. L-O-M-O-S.
No, only Vanessa can do it.
Alrighty, I guess this is where I'll step in. MOMMASANDMERLOT@gmail.com.
I can spell. I just don't know what happened there.
Maybe you had the
I had to edit a thing for you today, so you can't spell.
Oh, no, I can't. I told you. I can put the words together. I just can't make it look correct.
Sure? Anyway, so, yeah.
Stephanie.
If you want to pay for my funeral, you can send money to.
Which we have
buy her casket at Costco.
We did discuss. We want to know if Costco sells buy one, get one free.
Coffins. Can we also, no, and I like that Vanessa says that my lining has to be rose gold silk.
Yeah, she's going to have like a mahogany. The outside is going
to
be dark.
No, I hate mahogany.
No, it has to be white.
White? Oh, you're right.
No, it has to be glass, like Snow White.
But then how's it going to have rose gold silk on the inside?
You still have to have padding. Like,
on the bottom,
still
you can't really see
then
it.
What's the point of having glass?
So that you can see me.
It'll be open casket. We'll see you. Do you want the worms to see you before they get in?
No, I want to be laid out in a mausoleum.
Oh. Yeah, should we get to watch you rot?
No, I'm not going to rot. I'm going to be like one of those saints that doesn't rot.
You're going to be like Father Pio?
Yes.
Listen, she's too extra to go underground.
True. I'm too extra to go underground.
Exactly. Scared of going underground? I don't want to start.
I'm not going underground.
This got morbid real quick.
No. It's funny. It's okay. I'm not going
to. If you're interested in anything like that, shivered.
This is true.
You can listen to our Shiver podcast where our husbands are featured.
Mm-hmm.
On that panel. So, anyway. Did you know that there's these things called beach tails that add charms to your crotch in your bathing suit, in your bikini?
Excuse me?
It's nice. It's called a lady's clip.
Excuse me? A clip?
What?
Clip. Clip.
There's a P at the end of that. Okay.
Clip.
I feel like Dorinda from Real Housewives of New York this season. Clip. No.
No.
No. No. I hate that you guys.
It's just you and Jeff. It's just you and Jeff.
Dude, I honestly, I want to do, like, I have an idea for a reality show podcast, and I have nobody that to do it with. Because none of you people watch it, and Jeff doesn't have time.
No. Because Jeff's on 18 podcasts.
Yeah, he doesn't need any more podcasts.
Okay, so
none of us need
a jewelry company called Bodivas wants you to keep the party going with crotch charms.
Nice.
So is this like bedazzling your vajayjay?
No, it's like bedazzling your bikini bottom. Okay, hold on.
Like the, let me read actual like,
yeah, like
clothing.
Correct. So it looks like
I mean, it's not the worst idea I've heard.
Okay. I'm going to read. These beach tails appear to be metal chains that you slip between your bathing suit bottom and your legs for decorative purposes.
Whoa. Oh. No.
Also, the company also sells nipple nooses, self-explanatory for those with questionable taste, and something called a lady clip, which is best explained through a graphic.
Oh, I've seen those. It's like a pad almost, right?
No, no. That looks like that goes inside.
Yeah, no, that's not what I was thinking about.
So, okay, yes, it's called, it's clit jewelry, is what it's called. Okay,
so
look, for clit jewelry,
so uncomfortable.
Well, I guess it's like putting a tampon.
No, this you're goes chafing.
No, sweetie, look where it goes.
It goes on your clit. Clit.
With a T. This one is with a T.
Clit.
Now body chains have been around for a long time. Yeah, so
this is the jewelry, the initial one goes like
it just hangs on the part like where your crotch goes,
so it's like balls
basically.
Why? We've discussed this.
We don't like balls.
We don't like that. Just seems.
I have another thing that I learned from Real Housewives I have to talk about now that we're talking about balls.
Go ahead. About cupping them?
No, ew.
Apparently they like that. I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I do.
But so I'm really confused about this. Like, it just hangs out of your bathing suit, yeah, like a tail.
No, yeah, like no.
Yes, it's called like, beach tail.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's like
hang
between
on,
your
it's
legs.
A video, but it like hangs out of your ass like a tampon string.
It's not out of your ass. It's out of your.
But that looks like a butt.
I mean, maybe it is. Okay,
because a tail is in your butt.
What is this music they have though?
I don't know.
No.
No? Okay. No. I mean, they're not ugly, but...
Why would you want to wear something that...
But I feel like fish like shiny things, and I feel
no,
like...
No, barracudas and sharks
are
like
shiny. You are a
lure.
Yeah.
You're making
exactly.
yourself into a lure.
I don't human think you're lure. Going into the water with these. This is like for like a Vegas pool party, where you're
true.
Like...
But it,
where you
it,
wear like an $800 bathing suit.
It's yeah. Like, yeah, it's like a sparkly
like rehab
berry.
On Sunday, where you're wearing an $800 Hermes... I mean, Hervé Léger bathing suit that you're not supposed to get wet.
That's where you pull out the white bathing suit.
Exactly.
Guys, it's like a sparkly dingleberry. That's what it is.
It's the second time you said dingleberry today.
Because it's a funny word.
So basically... So
what'd you say?
It is a funny word. So basically what's happening is they have created jewelry that is going to mimic the effect of possibly the most embarrassing thing that can happen to you
yeah,
at a pool party.
Your tampon
which is,
string
which
is hanging out of your bathing suit, but it sparkles. Okay, so... What it looks like, the best way I can describe it is a charm bracelet that hangs off of the crotch of your bathing suit.
Yeah.
That's why? Like, why is this necessary? When you first said, like, you can bedazzle your bathing, I thought we were, like, getting a bedazzler and, like,
or
putting crystals on the actual bathing suit.
Or I thought, like, maybe it was some sort of, like, belt-ish skirt thing, like a belly dancer type.
Yeah, I've seen those that are kind of like a garter almost kind of thing. But
all these things I can accept.
Yeah, I can't accept sparkly dingleberries.
Which I want to go back to the nipple noose. My nipples do
well,
not
you know,
need to be noosed.
Well, there are
you need to lasso them,
Christy. There are people, and you know this. You watch. You've read 50 Shades of Grey. You.
What is this called? I need to make
the beach tail. There are people that like enjoy having their nipples like clamped and twisted
but,
and all that kind of fun,
yeah,
funky
but, like,
shit.
Is that
so.
For the? But this is a beach accessory.
Does
the
it
company
go under?
Just sells all these things. Oh, okay. So only the. Dingleberry thing
is the beach thing
is
right.
The beach thing, yes, because now it's going to be called the dingleberry thing,
yeah. Just like the clit jewelry is like something
that seems
excessive. Like, that is beyond extra.
I just don't understand how that's practical. Like, why are we wearing it? Like,
but maybe it's like,
first of all, how do you like walk around with that?
Maybe it's like a pearl thong. Like,
no, that thing hangs. It's like, we'll look at it again, but it doesn't look like you can walk with it. So, like, what do you lay it down? Like, you lay down and then you put it on and then you just don't move. I don't understand.
Excuse me, boss. I can't come to work. My clit jewelry is not allowing me to move. I mean, best excuse ever. But like, you can't.
Cause, like, basically, I'm visualizing. I have two visuals.
My dog ate my homework.
I have a feeling that our husbands are all going to buy us some clit jewelry.
Listen, if they haven't bought us the booby towels.
No.
Listen, I still have my push present from when
Dave didn't like it.
No.
It was not flattering.
It's not at all. They look like.
So what is this called? Like, real name for it?
The beach tail.
The ta-ta towel makes your boobs
look like elephant ears.
No, they look like elephant ears, but they also look like melted Hershey's Kisses if you get it in gray.
Yeah, this is true.
Disgusting.
My analogies are on point today.
Oh, Vanessa, that's nasty.
Okay. Because, see, I've got one or two... things that I'm visualizing.
Because I feel like this wine is really like getting.
Oh, no, no. I've got a better picture. It is straight up between your legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a charm bracelet for the crotch of your bathing suit.
Yeah.
Or for your underwear.
¿Por qué?
See, I could see wearing it if you're wearing like sexy lingerie, you're going to wear it at home.
No, no. But why?
Not in public. Not in public.
Yeah, no, but not in that area.
Bitches are
going
to wear this to Vegas.
Of course they are. But,
like, my issue isn't that they're going to...
I see it in a porn. Like,
I feel it's going to get in the way. Like, I just don't see
it. No, when you take the underwear off, it comes off because it's on the crotch part of the...
Ay, que pete.
For those of you non-Spanish speakers... Wow.
I just...
Are you okay?
I broke Vanessa.
You guys, I think I'm drunk right now.
$30 wine will do it to you.
I guess. Goddamn.
Basically, I said, oh, that's smelly. But in a much more...
like gross way?
Gross Hispanic way. Because there's...
Oh, my God.
It's a little bit more... There's some more oomph behind that translation.
Oh, my God. Is that Justin Bobby?
Yes. Yeah. I just saw that. You know that she's like getting divorced, that she like filed a restraining order against her husband.
Oh, so that so means go back to Justin Bobby?
The homeboy wore combat boots to the beach.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we just got a little bit of info.
Guys, we're best friends with Heidi now. So yeah. We clearly know all these people.
Okay, if you follow us on social media, you'll see that today we posted, you know how we hate maternity shoots?
No.
We don't.
Stephanie hates maternity shoots.
Stephanie hates maternity shoots. I just dislike the over the top, but in over the top in the... just
Beyonce way
in the
Listen,
I am
if you do like a tasteful,
like, I loved Beyonce's underwater maternity pictures.
Yeah, those are great. She looked graceful. She looked beautiful.
Those were amazing.
Like, she looked natural. I liked it.
It was the Virgin of Bay that had me saying no. But Heidi,
so sassy.
Heidi Montag, Heidi Pratt, whatever you want to reference her as,
Heidi Montag Pratt.
Yeah. Montag Pratt.
Oh, sorry.
Ooh, table. Just released 3 shots.
I need more.
Oh, I need more too. Of her maternity shoot, and
it is epic,
fucking gorgeous. And the funny thing is, like, there's something for everyone.
But this is the way I would do a maternity shoot: is like in the most extra fucking fluffy pink gown that I could find.
But that first gown with all the tulle, like the maroon, like the tulle.
It looked like a wedding dress, just in hot pink.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous, and then. Vanessa loved, and it was beautiful. Beach shot.
I like the colors of it, like the a seafoam blue. It's just and the sky and the sand and the beach, everything.
And then
stunning.
My favorite is this. It's in this like forest area, and she's reclining on a branch.
If you read the Cosmo article, she was draped on the
draped
tree.
On a branch.
And I'm like, in I want to be draped on a tree.
Olive green,
stunning.
Stunning. It just looked. Mystical, magical, gorgeous. Like, it's how a pregnant woman wants to convey, this is, I am bringing life into this world.
Yeah.
Not put me in an altar of flowers.
Not fake flowers and a green veil. Sorry. Not sorry, actually.
So yeah, it didn't. But this was just
so
gorgeous.
Anyway, we tweeted it and we Instagrammed it. And she, like an hour later, like not even that long.
It was really fast.
She liked it.
She did. So now we're BFFs.
So,
and we invited them on the podcast.
And that means
we're
Heidi
best friends.
And Spencer. I know you do podcasts. I've heard you on several.
Hopefully, we'll come to you. We'll
listen, to you. I will tell you, and actually, I was going to mention this. I was going to tell you guys, like, I was a loyal, like, viewer of Laguna Beach and the hills,
yeah, 100%.
And all that. And I think that when I was watching it, because what time frame are we looking at here?
When we were in high school, mm-hmm. and college.
So 2004, 2006.
I think Laguna Beach started in 2004,
yeah.
or 2003.
Yeah, it was right around the time.
Because they graduated the same year we did.
Yeah,
yeah. So I was mid-20s
mm-hmm.
at this point.
Too old for this shit.
Yeah, but that's why I love the hills.
yeah, because the hills.
I love the hills, which is where Heidi kicks in. The hills, like in like mid-20s to early 30s, like not even to get into my all of my 30s. I didn't even get to the 30s with this one, I don't think. And I remember watching it and seeing everything. And I'm still an LC fan. But mm-hmm. I don't think I truly appreciated at the time the epicness that was Spencer Pratt.
No, I didn't.
And he was like a douche on that show.
But I think they really like they. But
he was a villain.
He played it. No, but if you listen to him now, like he says that he did what he knew people wanted out of him.
Yeah,
he knew what MTV wanted. He knew that, and he did it. So he was okay with it because they were making $10 million a season, mm-hmm. and then they were getting all these like endorsements and other things or whatever. Which, by the way, they're bringing Celebrity Big Brother over to the U.S. It's huge in the U.K. and those people have been on it twice, and they're apparently like super famous. And so I guarantee you, those people are going to be on Celebrity Big Brother. But anyway,
but yeah, like I realized like over the last couple of years, like watching, and now that they're basically back, is what like you could say because
thanks to Snapchat,
yeah.
Spencer and Heidi are back
because they had their like timeout when like nobody was talking about Spidey and everybody had them on like
timeout.
They
spent all their money.
Because of all her freaking plastic surgeries
and she
stuff.
Looks great now.
She's had a lot of it dissolve and she's reversed a lot of it and she looks normal again.
Like she looks amazing. But like I really like, I'm like, Spencer's fucking amazing.
He really is.
He posted that video of him with the hat.
Anything with the hummingbirds.
The hummingbird hat.
That's the Steven Spielberg of Snapchat. Like, I can't, like, his hummingbird story. If you haven't followed Spencer Pratt's hummingbird extravaganza,
it's fantastic.
It's a heartwarming tale
of a man
rescuing a hummingbird from a falcon or something like that, or a cat or something. And the hummingbird's name is Alan. And I'm not kidding. I'm not joking.
I love that.
It's like Larry Birdie.
It's like Larry Bird. My
yeah.
lives outside.
So, anyway.
But he has this hat that, like,
his mom made it for
his
him.
His mom made him type with, like, feeder.
He makes his own nectar, like, his own hummingbird
Good.
Nectar. And, like, the thing comes into his hand and, like, eats out of his hand.
Like, it's amazing. But, like,
it really is.
So, Heidi and Spencer, you're new best friends
in
case
Miami.
You didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm. Is Kristen Cavalieri coming here finally?
Well, he's here.
He's here.
Yeah.
He's here.
Okay, so when you come visit Kristen.
Are they friends?
Yeah.
She was at her baby shower.
So that means that they're still friends.
Yeah. So when you come visit Kristen.
Who's the only one that was at her baby shower?
Okay. Can I finish my thought?
Yes, I'm
when
sorry.
When you come visit Kristen.
I'm sorry. I'm dying.
Listen, it's assholes can
funny.
Die too, okay?
And it's not funny when you say it. It's only funny when we
I
say
think it's
it.
Funny.
It is. So when you guys come to Miami to visit your BFF, Kristen, you can come hang out with us, okay? Thanks, bye. Let's move on.
Why are you so bossy?
Because I was trying to finish my sentence and I couldn't say it.
What's the story I'm looking for? I had a story that I really...
What's the story?
Oh, well, let me talk about the thing about that I heard on,
sorry,
on Real Housewives of Orange
County. Just
going
to let that go. Completely going to let that one go. Just going to not even...
You're aging yourself. I'm trying to help you.
It's Bye Bye Birdie.
I'm embarrassed.
It's not even close to that because you're right there with me. So shush.
Do you know how old Bye Bye Birdie is?
Do you love it any less?
No.
Then shut your face.
I'm really sad that they pushed it.
Let's move on, shall we?
Apparently, there's this new thing that smooth ready. Transition that men are doing out in out in it's a new plastic surgery procedure.
Oh God!
Oh, oh Jesus!
That
what are they whitening or
they're
bleaching?
They're not whitening or bleaching anything. They
are they bedazzling
or elongating?
It's called. I'm gonna give you the name, okay. And then you tell me what you think it means.
Okay, I like this game.
It's called. It's called. It's called Scrotox.
Oh my God, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. That's not real. That is not real.
Yes.
That, no, it's not.
Is that
what I think it means?
They're getting rid of the wrinkles in their balls with Botox.
You want to put that in your mouth? Wait, that's not on. Espérate.
Go ahead. This is why other countries hate us.
Scrotox? That does not seem... Men are such pussies about getting a vasectomy.
I feel like this is a gay thing. I feel like only gay guys are doing this. I'm going to Google it and find more information.
Please do. I don't...
Because it came up for like 0.5 seconds on Real Housewives of Orange County this week, and I need to know more about this.
I do not force these straight men doing this.
Scrotox.
Because they cry about needing a vasectomy.
No, Scrotox. Here it is. Hold on. Well, that's why they brought it up, because one of the girls keeps... She's... an idiot, but
take a pass.
No, I was burping, sorry.
Guys, we need a resident gay.
I got Scrotox in my scrotum. Here's what it's like to get Scrotox. Here you go. It's from November of last year, so it's been around for a little bit.
It died.
Anyway, so one of the girls, she's decided she's done having kids. She's got three boys, and she wants her husband to get a vasectomy. But she's an idiot because she keeps telling him, oh, it's time for you to get your balls cut off, and she's going to have a going away party for his balls called a balls voyage party.
It's not like when dogs do it. You're not snipping them off.
You're not getting castrated.
I know, but like she keeps saying it like to be funny, I guess. And it's like, it's one of those things that it was funny the first time, but it's not funny the 8,000 other times that you've said it.
You're dying.
Obviously.
Yeah, fuck you. You're going to miss me. I'm going to haunt you when I'm dead.
You're not dying. You wouldn't.
Please listen. Do. I'll miss you. What? Come visit. I said, please do. Come visit.
Yeah, but no. She's scared of everything.
No, so. Fuck you, bitch. If you freaking die and haunt me, I will like kill you. Like, again. I don't know. I'll figure some shit out.
Nothing to me.
Guys, I met a medium, so at least he'll be able to, like...
Oh, you guys communicate with me.
Yeah, we'll be able to send her messages.
From beyond the grave.
Where did you get your makeup?
No, this episode is called Steph's Last Will and Testament.
It's already been distributed,
I'm giving all my things away.
I already caught the makeup.
You get Link.
No.
I already have two, so somebody else can take
Oh no, you inherit Dave too. Sorry, you have to.
Oh no,
not in a sexual way.
Never, not even in a bargain. Not even on a Saturday and Sunday way.
It's like you have to like
every other weekend.
Es tu manito. Emphasis on the ito.
Sorry, oh, this episode has been reading about Scrotox.
So is that I'm sorry. I have never seen a pair of balls and said. I wish they were less wrinkly.
That's just the way they're supposed to look.
Like, yeah.
They look like that from birth. Like, it's not... Like, it's not like my forehead that grows wrinkles as I age. Like, it didn't used to look that way.
Like, it's always looked... I don't know. I've never seen, like, perfectly, like, sculpted. Like,
no. Only if they do steroids.
I've never seen
balls that look...
Yeah. That's... Should we Google? Well, yeah, they shrink, so then...
No, but wouldn't that make it more wrinkly because there's extra skin?
I don't know.
What shrinks? The whole thing or like the actual testy inside does. Testes?
Ask the internet.
That's what I'm doing.
Like, I'm trying to think about it right now. And as three mothers of boys, even like, not to talk about my kids' junk, but there's like some ripple.
Wiggle
to,
room?
It's like they're not perfectly crafted to the ball.
No.
Okay, so I wrote, do your testicles, and one of the options is shrink as you get older. And that means, you know, there's men up there that are like, my balls seem smaller.
So many jokes.
Oh my God. So anyway, men looking to smooth their sack often seek out plastic surgeons like Dr. John Mesa, who performs Scrotox solely using Botox for its reliability. On 10 men in the past year, Botox relaxes muscles, allowing testicles to drop lower, which makes your balls look bigger. Well, there you go. Now straight men will get it. According to Mesa, Scrotoc mimics the effects of a warm day. The balls appear lower and look smoother with fewer wrinkles. The cost of Scrotox is roughly the same as Botox, $520 to $800 per session. While the procedure is believed to also be safe as any Botox anywhere else in the body, injection neurotoxins in your scrotum can seem daunting. Well, I'd imagine they hurt, but yeah.
FYI, do not.
Oh my God, this is the comparison. It's like raisins versus grapes.
I repeat, do not Google Scrotox and view images. Just say no, because it's nothing. No penises. No penises. But every other weird shit has come up that I don't need to see.
Okay. Since Scrotox causes the balls to drop lower rather than closer to the body. Nice. I would say Botox in the scrotum would be more beneficial because it keeps the temperature of the testicles lower. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a 29-year-old man. I live in Manhattan, and yes, I got Scrotox. I'm a physician myself, an internist. Botox, especially on your scrotum, can still have some stigma depending on who you are talking to. So because I am a physician, I wanted to be confidential. I do have a bunch of friends who have been getting Botox or plastic surgery, and some of them are actually guys. I can sense it, and whatever. I just want to know what it's like.
See, and...
Can Dave
do it?
No.
No.
Well, and, oh my God, maybe we can go in for like a 2-for-1. Like, I can get Botox in my forehead and he can get Botox in his balls.
Sure. Do it. But here's the thing.
Like a couple's massage.
Like, how much you...
3-for-1.
Oh my God, that's right. I forget about that.
Missy says it's 3-for-1 because there's 2 balls. Well, and here's my thing.
Oh,
so
no, that's not what I was thinking, but never mind. That's a conversation for another day.
He has four... What the...
Who has four testicles?
Move on.
I don't know.
Move on.
Confused me.
Okay. But see, here's my question,
though. Did you stand in front of the microwave for too long?
He's from Total Recall. There's like extra pieces. What I don't understand is, though, okay, when you graze.
Is this delicious?
It is. It's really good. It's a little bit, so since it's so cold, it's a little bit, so like I like a little bit warmer, that thing's going to be amazing. Like, bring it to my house and we'll, because we're not going to finish that tonight.
No.
And we'll like heat it up a little bit. I think that'll be even better.
Okay.
Ew.
If you graze a penis.
Yeah.
Or balls or anything.
They all cry.
They cry. So you would have to get a needle. Mm-mm.
They put like a topical numbing cream when you get Botox.
Of course
I would imagine.
Because men are fucking babies and they need topical numbing cream.
Well, I would imagine, like, women get it for Botox in your forehead, so I'd imagine they do.
But again, men are more visual.
Yep.
So there's a needle coming at your balls. I think after the first
one. And repeatedly, because Botox. No, because not even that. Botox is not one shot and it like spreads evenly.
No.
It's multiple injections to create the even aesthetic. So it's going to be multiple Botox injections into.
So someone first has to rub numbing cream on your balls.
Maybe you do it yourself.
No, this is that
job is it to rub numbing cream.
I'm just like imagining a nurse like putting her.
And then I imagine you also have to like shave them.
Yes. I'm already tired. This is too much work.
I need a resident gay.
Where are our gays?
Yeah.
Can one of you guys tell us?
Oh my God. Yes. Where are our gays?
Where are our gays? Can please investigate this and get back to us?
Because this just seems like. And I'm all for, like, you know...
We're all very confused.
Do what you need to do. If you need to do, you know, Botox, plastic surgery, a nip and a tuck,
yeah,
go right
ahead. Nobody's judging you for wanting
bleach
plastic
your asshole.
Surgery.
I don't care. But...
I love my bleach ass.
But I just feel like... They're supposed to... And it's not... We're not saying, like, you know... We're not saying it as, like, love your body the way that it is. No. Balls are supposed to look like that.
Yeah, I've never once...
But like
that's not gonna be the title. But that's a good title.
That could be a good subtitle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like, there's a part. Like, am I wrong here?
No.
No, we are supposed to look like that.
Like, I just feel that like it's one of those things. Like, okay, boobs. You know, okay, my boobs are too low. I want them higher. You know, I've
where
got
God
wrinkles.
Intended.
Yeah, exactly. My boobs need to be where God intended, high and proud. And you know the so, maybe, hey, I did. It wasn't given a butt. I can get a butt. I'm all. Yeah, I'm
oh,
all
I can show you that.
Yeah, I'm all for these things, but they're supposed to be wrinkly. There's excess
but
skin there for
I've
a reason.
I've never looked at balls and been like,
they're wrinkly.
Like looking at balls. Like,
well, yeah, there. I don't like looking at balls, but when they're in my line of vision. When I do see them, I've never once been like, ooh, it's wrinkly. Like, wrinkly has never, like, I've never put two and two together.
Well, and don't they need to have room to grow?
Yeah, they change shape a lot.
No, this is what they're saying is that, like, because it causes the skin, like, since it straightens out, it causes the skin to hang lower, which means that the balls hang lower, which it's better for you because, like, the higher they are to your body.
No,
this is actual science.
Do your balls hang lower?
Way to kill the moment, Chrissy. I'm talking about actual science, and you want to sing the song.
You just said they have your balls hanging lower. What am I supposed to do with
they
that?
Wobble to and fro. Can you tie them in? Can you tie them in?
Let me know when you guys are done.
Sorry.
Listen, Miss Maturity, just because you're dying doesn't mean you get to be serious all
of a sudden. Don't be a buzzkill. You've already killed my Bye Bye Birdie song. Now you're killing my... I don't even know where this is from song. I just know it in my head.
Do yours hang low?
Yeah, but...
It's a kid's song.
It's from Barney.
But no, there's a reason we all know do your balls hang low.
Because we all know do your ears hang low. You can replace it with anything. Do your boobs hang low.
There's a place that this came from.
No.
I'm looking this up.
Jesus. Let's talk about how many times we've gone off the rails tonight already, shall we? And we just opened the second bottle. I mean... What is happening?
Of course I did.
Of course she did. Why wouldn't she?
Don't anybody go through Chrissy's search history.
Or mine. Because I did have to Google stuff about testicles.
Like, there's like a bunch of songs of Do Your Balls Hang Low. And there's apparently one is by Coit.
What?
Coit. Do Your Balls Hang Low. Lyrics.
As in, like, coitus?
Apparently... Coit is given the Do Your Balls Hang Low song credit.
Congratulations.
It's a full-on song.
Okay, that's enough.
All right. Yeah. Please hold. Okay. And we're back. About an hour.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thanks for holding.
And we're back.
We are.
Are we still holding balls or are we...
No.
No.
Over?
No more balls. We've devoted too much time on this podcast ever to be talking about balls for that long.
Yeah.
So let's move on.
You might be right.
I might be right. I'm pretty sure I'm very right. So what else? What else we got? What's going on? What's happening?
I mean, I've talked a lot. You guys say stuff.
You bring up good topics. It's fun.
You do.
I mean, hold on. Let me open my thing.
I know. Well, yesterday I went to open house for Sophie for kindergarten.
Oh yeah, talk about that. Good job.
And I'm still like, I still can't believe that my baby is in kindergarten. It makes me sad. Like, she's growing so fast.
Aww.
Like, I remember when she was an itty bitty little baby, and now she's this kindergartner that gives me attitude and like can't stop staring at herself in the mirror. Like,
she has amazing hair.
She does have amazing
hair.
I took some pictures of her when we were in North Carolina at the science center. Like, she was bending over trying to pet some stingrays, and all I could look at was her hair. And I'm like, you have amazing hair.
The kid's got amazing hair. She's got this, like, voluptuous freaking hair that people would pay
for. It has
for.
A really nice, like, wave and shine to it. Even when it's dirty, it's still shiny. I love her hair. But, so, I always pick her up early. Like, I go to the parent pickup in the afternoon when she gets released. She doesn't stay in aftercare. And I went to pick her up one day this week, and her teacher was there. And I'm like, and I look at her, and I'm like... making eye contact with the teacher, and I like to ask, like, oh, how'd she do today? Did she have a good day? But for some reason this day, the face her teacher was making at me, and I was like, do I even bother asking how she behaved today? And the teacher was like, she just started laughing, and I'm like, oh, this is not good.
Want to discuss the fact that you're scared of her teacher?
I am scared of her teacher. Look at her hair, how pretty.
It does look amazing in that.
Look how pretty.
Yeah, Vanessa's scared of Sophie's teacher.
Not scared of her. She's just really intimidating, all right? Because, okay.
Why?
Because she's older. Yeah, she's like an adult. Like an adult, like a grown-up. Last year,
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I said it on the podcast, but last year her teacher was around my age. Her teacher also had a daughter in the same grade. So I felt like her teacher related to the struggles as a parent as well as like the teacher struggle because, well, she was going through it too. And because her teacher was like our age, I'm like, I want to be friends with her. Like, she's so cool. She's so fun. And this year, I was kind of hoping for the same, like, connection with the teacher.
And no.
And I get to the like, the meet and greet, and I was like, oh, she's older. And I'm like, okay, that's okay. That means she has experience. You know, she's been doing this for a long time. Like, she knows what she's doing. Cool. So she's probably really strict. Great. That's what Sophie needs. She needs, like, the structure, and she needs a firm hand. Like, she needs, like, to know the rules. Cool. And then she opened her mouth to start talking. When she speaks, it's very flowery, very flowy, very rhythmic. And I'm like, okay, I can see why the kids would respond well to that. But as an adult, I see through it and I'm like, this is a fucking trap. Like, you are not a nice person. And then, like, the first day of school, at Sophie's school, we're not, after the first week, we're not allowed to walk them to the classroom.
A whole week? We get one day.
We had a whole week where we could walk them to the classroom, and that was it. The first week of school, you can walk them to the class, and that's it. Okay, cool. Fantastic. So I'm doing that. The first day, I'm able to walk in with her. I walk her to her seat. She sits down. Everybody's happy. It takes forever to leave.
Sorry, I had to.
So we walk in and the teacher's really nice and she's like, she's like, hi, good morning, welcome to kindergarten, and everything's fine.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Fantastic, whatever. So I leave her, Oliver and I leave, and then the next day we walk her to the class, and Sophie walks in, like, she passes the threshold into the classroom, and I try to take a step, and the teacher was like, puts her hand up, like, to stop me. She goes, no, mom, you can't come in, but, like, super, like, super strict. And I was like, I, like, clutched my pearls, like, oh, my God. Why is she talking to me this way?
We have enemy ships in Sector 47. It's a trap.
Well, she was like,
okay, Admiral Ackbar is done.
She was like,
Jeff's
going to
appreciate that, by the way.
Oh, they all are. She was like, no.
That's like one of my favorite Star Wars things.
That's Jeff's favorite character.
So she, like, and she stopped me, and this is all, this conversation that I'm having with her is happening all in Spanish. So she's like, no, you can't come in. We say goodbye at the door. And I'm like, but she's my baby.
Did you say the words, she's my baby?
No.
Oh.
I in my head. And then, of course, Oliver is, like, 2 feet tall. So he, like, runs underneath her to, like, run inside the room with Sophie. I'm like, I'm trying not to walk into the class. But I'm like, Oliver, come back. You need to come out. You need to come out. Like,
she said no, Oliver.
She said, we're not allowed, Oliver. You need to come out.
She's going to yell at your toddler.
No, but she did give him stink eyes. So I'm like, we need to go. Like, we need to get out of here. It was so, like, every time I talk to her, I'm like, I am intimidated to go up to her and be like, so hi, how are you? How'd you do today? Like, because with her other teacher, I felt instantly from, like, the first day from the orientation, I felt so comfortable with her because I came and, like, I dropped off the supplies and she and I talked for, like, half an hour, 45 minutes. it was the first time we had ever met, and we like we talked about Target, and we talked about our kids, and we talked about the school where Oliver was going. We talked about so much stuff, and I'm like, I could be friends with this girl because like she's my age and she's cool, and we could be friends. And like she CrossFits, and I don't, but she knows my brother, and it's great. But she does know my brother.
She CrossFits, and I don't, but it's okay.
I ain't doing it.
No. So
it's like the most annoying. Like, I want to know if there are people out there that are CrossFit junkies and vegans. Like, what do they, is that all they talk about?
No, probably. Because you're, if you're in CrossFit, you do paleo.
Yeah. They eat like
you're carnivores.
They eat like cavemen. Yeah, because they need the protein.
Yeah,
they
need the protein.
To bulk. You got to build the muscle mass.
I feel that a vegan.
I don't know any of these words you're saying.
A vegan CrossFitter is like a unicorn. Like, it doesn't
exist.
Yeah,
they don't have enough. Protein. They don't have enough stamina.
If you're a vegan CrossFitter, please email us
at weroffensive@gmail.com.
At eat.
No, what? I'm gonna Google this. There's gotta be some like dark corner of the internet.
I'm all for vegetarianism.
There's gotta be some dark corner of the internet that has vegan CrossFit.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm all for vegan, and
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, I'm all for veganism and vegetarianism. I'm okay with it, but yeah, vegan CrossFit just seems like they would spend. I can't, no, you know what? I don't think it's possible because they would have no time to do anything else.
They don't have enough sustenance.
No, they don't have time between posting everything.
Oh my God, that's true.
Yeah.
Because if you don't post it, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
By the way,
there's a whole blog called The No Meat Athlete. Can vegans do CrossFit? How to thrive as a plant-based CrossFitter? Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people.
Well, anyway, I'm sorry.
Well, you're doubly annoying. If you're a vegan who does CrossFit, what will you tell people first?
So I'm sorry I brought up CrossFit, but yeah.
And if you CrossFit, sorry.
Yeah.
And if you're a vegan, go away.
Hi, Dave.
I'm kidding.
Hi, Dave.
No, he's not vegan.
He's not vegan. He's not pescatarian.
He's pescatarian. Pescatarian.
I like
fish
the word
don't have feelings.
No. Do you know that I have a friend that won't eat fish because she says fish are our ancestors? I'm not even making this shit up. I'm not making this shit up.
How's her chimp burger?
So she won't eat any. She won't eat her chimp burger.
You want to not eat our ancestors. Those are our actual ancestors.
Chimp.
What did you think she said?
I'm back at Clit.
And there's your title. I am back at
no.
Clit.
No, it's the last will and testament.
That's really long. I still like Pray for Mirza.
I kind of... That one or Dingleberry.
No, Pray for Mirza.
Pray for Mirza.
Hashtag.
Or assholes can die too. Dying assholes are still assholes. Sorry. No, no
Dying
cursing.
Dying assholes are still assholes is longer than Steph's last will and testament.
I think there's a movie. There's a movie called...
But I don't like cursing in the titles.
I think there's a movie. Yeah, we could get less hits. That's
more.
What it's all about. No, actually, I think we do. It's the opposite. I don't know. I have to
we
do
don't,
this.
We don't curse.
I have
that.
To do the math.
I don't like cursing in the title.
In the, it's no, it's because of the title. Because I have to check that out.
You do math. I'll watch you. But yeah, long story short, I am intimidated by Sophie's teacher because she's strict as fuck and she's scary and I don't like it. And when I picked her up today, she's like, we're going to call you next week because we need to set up a conference. And I'm so fucking excited.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those words.
Yeah. Yeah, we're setting up a conference.
At least you can't get kicked out of public school. It's okay.
Yes, you can.
Mm,
well,
but
not for Sophie's behavior.
Not for Sophie's behavior.
Sophie's behavior is not bad. She's
Sophie just doesn't want to do what she doesn't want to do.
Not even that. She's just overly excited is what it is. Like, she just wants to love everyone and she wants to play with everyone. And she's just, she's really sweet, but she gets carried away easily. So... and some kids don't like that. So when she's trying to be nice and give someone a hug and a kiss, which is what we do at home, other kids generally like, don't fucking kiss me. So I've had to change the rule of, you know, keep your hands and your feet to yourself to now keep your kisses to yourself. Keep
That's
your
not
mouth
a,
to yourself.
It's not a bad rule to implement.
It's not a bad rule to implement, but it's one of those things that I never thought I would have to say. Just like, oh, what did I say the other day? Oh, that party we went to last weekend.
The A-hole kids.
Yeah. I had to tell Sophie to not kiss the chickens because she was going to get lipstick on them. Which was another thing.
That's not the first reason you shouldn't kiss chickens.
Well, but it made logic in a kid's head.
Yeah, but she was wearing Damn Gina. by Kylie, the Kylie lip, because she saw me putting lipstick on it. She's like, I want lipstick. And the first thing I saw was the Kylie one. So she's wearing, you know, my kid wears the nice stuff. And then she's like holding this chicken, kissing the chicken. And I'm like, you're getting fucking my expensive ass lip gloss all over the damn chicken. Stop it. That was my problem with it. Not that she was kissing a chicken. It's not like she's kissing a chicken that's just roaming on the street. It was a petting zoo chicken. So it seemed kind of clean.
Ish.
It says kinda.
Ish.
Kinda ish clean.
Adjacent.
Clean adjacent. You're getting further and further away from clean. But yeah, she was obsessed with those chickens. Oh my God.
I remember when they put them all away, she was like, but I wanted to hug all the chickens. I'm like, well, they're in a cage. You can hug the cage.
Bitch, you hugged all the damn chickens.
And this one, and this one, and this one.
If she asked me for a chicken, I'm gonna, no birds in this house.
My friend has,
you said that I could get Oliver whatever I wanted for his birthday. Maybe I'll get him a chicken.
Nothing that is alive. You can get him clothes or toys. Nothing that needs to be fed or picked up after. Thank you very much. Moving forward. Listen, whatever you guys buy my child, I will make sure to buy something doubly annoying to give to yours, okay?
I don't get annoyed. I would.
No, I know, but I can see Christy's wheels turning. So, but it, you know.
Yeah, and Christy gets annoyed really fucking easily.
I don't.
When it comes to like, well, no. You were, I think, no, yeah, you were at my house. When
The goldfish thing was driving me nuts. But that's because that drives me nuts from my childhood.
Yeah, everybody feels that when they come to my house.
Which one?
The
you remember goldfish?
I know, I had fun with Nathan playing with that.
But yeah, well, Nathan had it on for like 6 hours. Oh, and yeah. Finally, the at the end, I was like, I'm done. Like,
but he'll leave the room and leave it spinning.
Shit will be on.
And it goes,
he left it in my lap.
Yeah. And he'll walk away. And then like, he's in another room. So you think it's safe. And you walk up to it and you turn it off and he runs back in and he goes, why'd you turn that off?
Maybe the sound is soothing to him.
Well, he likes
noise. Yeah,
he likes his noises. Like, he turns on his things, he's like, that's mine. So it's his like way of like securing the living room.
Well, like when Nary and I first started dating or like living together, he always slept with a fan on, and not the ceiling fan, like a floor fan. And I hated it for years. I hated it because I was always cold. And I'm like, I hate the fucking fan. Turn that shit off. It's really fucking annoying. And then the first night that he like was away for work, I'm like, oh my God, I can sleep without the fan. And I laid down and like turned everything off. And I'm like, it's too goddamn quiet. And I had to turn the fucking fan on. So I get it. Like, you need your noises. I get it. They're comforting.
Yeah, but like, the same thing happened with Jeff and the fan in his room. No, but I think Nathan does it more of a, like a territorial thing.
Maybe. He's like, I'm in this room. I'm always in this room.
It's basically his like foot, like his toe.
He has his toe in all the rooms.
Yeah, it's like, No. I was still playing with that. As long as it's on, this room is still mine. Like, Mom, I was playing with that. No, but you left to go to another room. No.
He owns that room.
He owns the house. Let's be real.
Well, it was Friends reference.
Yeah. Oh, well. You know.
I know how you are with... It was for Stephanie, but she's not paying attention.
What? I'm trying to look for stuff. It's oh, fine. Well, do we want to... Just to elaborate... Well, Hef died this week. Do we want to talk about that?
You know, I was actually kind of affected by it. I didn't think I would be. Like, so it's like, a weird one for me to be affected by, but I was like, oh my God, it's kind of sad.
Part of me wants to be, and part of me doesn't.
I understand that.
Part of me wants to be because I've seen every single episode of Girls Next Door, and it was my favorite show for a long time.
I love that fucking show.
That show was amazing. I wanted to be a Playboy Playmate for a long time.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do porn, that's like the classy way to do it,
yes, of
right?
course. I mean, that's...
let me tell you, I'm sad.
That is the goal when it comes
being
to porn.
Being a bunny, hello.
And I'm sad that I will never be able to have gone to a party at the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, well, yeah, because now it belongs to the guy that bought the
property. It now belongs to the guy who bought it.
Right. Who bought it like bought it like years ago.
But no, last year he bought it and it came with Hef. Like, he's like, I'm selling it, but I'm not leaving.
It's the neighbor. It's the guy next door, the guy that lives next door that owns the property next door to the Playboy Mansion. I think the Playboy Mansion sits on 4 acres and his is like 3.
Mm-hmm. So now
he
seven.
he bought the Playboy Mansion, and the stipulation for it was that Hef could live there like until he died. Hef and his staff and whatever could stay there until he died. So now that Hef's dead, the guy gets to take it over. he says he wants to restore the mansion to like its original like 1920s like old Hollywood, which is
makes
like,
sense.
That's how you preserve one of those houses.
But the pool.
The pool's
the grotto. That but, dirty, dirty grotto.
Yeah, wouldn't
no, think, that needs to be like
that needs to be torn down.
No, like, that no. needs to be like biohazard, like the yeah. guys from ET in like the biohazard suits. Like,
yeah. Oh my god, I saw one of those guys today. I don't know.
Oh my god, where? I would have been terrified.
Like a bio, a guy in a, like a suit.
Because where
they're doing construction? They're building. Oh my god, new houses.
That would have scared the shit out
just
of me.
Just one guy.
It doesn't matter where there's one. There's more.
Okay, it was just the one.
That's how.
And
it
there's
starts.
A white alien somewhere dying.
Well, my plants are still alive, so...
It was the one plant.
Okay, well, mine are still alive, so it's not
and
here.
It's a chrysanthemum.
Okay, well, my succulents are okay.
Okay.
So
you don't have chrysanthemums, so you
don't
can't
have a chrysanthemum,
say.
So you're...
Listen.
Just saying.
There's no dying aliens in my house because my plants are still alive.
Well, okay.
That's so, my story anyway, I'm sticking to.
So everybody... So Hef has passed away, and it affected me when I read Pamela Anderson's, like, long... Like her goodbye.
Yeah, but then she's
and then she
not,
showed
like
right
same. So.
Okay, but I read it and you could feel her feelings in what she wrote.
Well, she's 100% right. He gave her.
Oh yeah,
the yeah. She that, is
and Pamela Anderson because of
Jenny
him.
McCarthy said like a similar thing on her radio show and she was like,
don't listen to Jenny McCarthy.
I don't either because she thinks she cures autism.
She's
but,
a crazy person.
But Jenny McCarthy got her start in Playboy and mm-hmm. she said the same thing. Like I would be nowhere without Hef or whatever. But there's also, you know,
and then some of the girls next door,
and Holly, and then Holly Madison spits on his grave.
Yeah, Holly was
no, but there's been a lot of things over the years that have come out about Hef and like how he takes advantage yeah. of women and like
which,
that's.
By the
I mean,
way,
well, I mean, he's yeah. gross. Like, he's the definition of un viejo verde.
Right.
Like, he's like, not...
Well, and apparently, if you believe the accounts, and you had to think... Like, for a while, everybody was like, okay, I could see young Hef. But for a while there,
yeah,
you had to question the seven girlfriends all the time.
Right.
Like, for a while, everybody was like, oh, esto es mentira. You know, he just has these women, like, right. for publicity.
No.
But to think that...
No, they all
believe,
live there.
No, not living. If you believe the accounts of...
Oh, doing, that he would, like, line them up. And,
line
yeah.
them up. And, like, that's how he gave their money to them and like at night like Holly was responsible to like bring the girls
right.
in
and like line them up for him and stuff and,
yeah it's gross like the whole thing like is he like a game changer like was he
oh,
revolutionary
media, yeah,
was
yeah,
he
yeah,
a
yeah.
media giant yes all of those things and nobody's taking away from that. But
he's also
gross.
Fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. I mean, I guess it depends because, like, Kendra is another one of these girls that says that, like, has saved her life, you know? Like,
well, yeah. I mean, know. If you are, like, from nowhere, Middletown, USA, mm-hmm. yeah. Somebody,
I think
like,
Kendra's from Detroit, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So.
Armpit of
Kendra's,
America.
Kendra's San Diego. Or, like, she's a Charger through and through. She grew up, born and raised in California.
Okay.
But she's, like, was from. TPT family, like, not the yeah. best, you
yeah.
know.
Well, yeah, I mean,
look,
I don't want to generalize because I do know that not everybody that does, like, sex work or, like, porn and...
Mm-hmm. Well, and Playboy's not
adult
the same.
Entertaining.
Like, Sarah Underwood did Playboy and mm-hmm. was, like, the Playmate of the Year and all this stuff. And Sarah Underwood is amazing. I love that girl. We met her at one of the things and I was like, I love you. Like, I have no shame about it. That girl's amazing. She was a Hooters girl. Like, she started up, she
it
went,
was just something
like,
about the bunny, where it's like, the bunny was like, even though, yes, it was
like a status symbol.
Technically, yeah, it is porn, but it's like
it's
a bunny.
Adult,
yeah, because Penthouse, because before
like,
it was
classy.
It was yeah. Playboy and Penthouse.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Hustler, and like, it was like, Playboy was like the boudoir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the classier.
And Penthouse was like, spread them.
Yeah.
Like, there's the vagina.
Open house.
There's the vagina.
I mean, and like, Playboy did vagina shots too. Like, Lisa Rinna did full frontals, you know.
But
whatever,
it was like,
wearing, like,
like Shannon Stone basic yeah. instinct type of posing. Like, Playboy was like heads
feet above her ankle.
Penthouse
was like foot over her at her ear level, just like, look at my vagina.
Right. It was Playboy was like Kim in the Pearls, like nothing showing, but
you're
it's
doing
still
great, sweetie.
You're doing great.
I fucking love that.
That's the best one.
She posted that shit today.
Yeah.
She was like, I'll never forget Hef gave me my, you know, putting me on Playboy or whatever. And it was no photos of her and Hef. It was all the fucking like pictures of just her. And I'm like, this is why I love you.
Chris with her little camera going,
you're doing great, sweetie.
I love that family. I know people hate them, but I love that family so much.
Now that we're on the subject,
I feel Kris Jenner, the Kim won't let her do that. No. Kris Jenner is like fucking genius.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
So who's pregnant?
For sure.
All of them.
Apparently.
Every single one except Kendall. No.
Wow.
So at this point, I don't believe anything until I see
it. Is it Sunday?
No, this coming Sunday. The one that is confirmed is Kim's surrogate. That is confirmed.
Well, yeah, we know Kim's, she's announced it. They're having a third kid and it's through the surrogate.
But.
So who's pregnant?
Well, we talked about
the
Kylie.
The rumors that are swirling.
Well, here's the thing. Did you know that? Okay, so. We heard the Kylie thing, and then I actually sent you guys a picture, because the same day as the rumors, the next day, there's a picture of posted to Kylie's Instagram of her and her best friend Jordan for Jordan's birthday, and I sent it to you guys because Kylie has her shirt raised, and you can see her stomach, and it's like the perfect like stuff. There's no
flat.
There's no belly,
and it's the same outfit.
Yeah. And I go to these girls.
Kardashians do magic.
I send it to them and I go, leave it to Kylie the day after the announcement to show a perfect flat ab in her Instagram. But I'm watching like the news or something and they like are posting pictures and like, look, Kylie shows her first belly bump in this picture with Jordan. And I go, what the fuck belly
are
bump
seeing?
Are you seeing? I'm like, y'all are finding like, just so
looking
is,
for.
So it's Kylie could be pregnant.
And
Chloe could be pregnant. Yep.
That's the one that when I saw that I was like, oh no, now we're just fucking
I
around.
I hope she is though.
No, I
love
agree.
Her. She's my favorite.
But is Courtney in the mix?
No. Courtney's done.
No, but
Courtney's just dating like a 30-year-old, but
which Yonce's?
Oh my god, he's I hate to be what.
Oh no, I thought he was like a little Cuban dancer from somewhere.
Yeah, that's what he sounds. He sounds like that or like a Dominican baseball player. Like
yeah,
that's
like,
what
he was like. Yeah, I saw his name and I was like, Yonce's? Like is that his name? But there's a picture of them kissing, which is amazing. And it was like a couple days ago and like they're kissing and like Courtney's totally like kissing the guy and you see him kissing her, but his eyes are like over here. Like Courtney is so desensitized to every picture and the media and everything that she's just like, I'm doing my thing. And he's usually, you can tell he's still like,
what's going on?
The only thing that like, I'm all for Courtney, like dating a younger, hotter guy, like go for it. And actually Scott's younger than her too, is we're going to, you know, whatever. But my only concern with these very wealthy women dating these younger guys is that like, it's basically like the reverse, like sugar daddy thing. Like I don't want someone to come and like try, like rob these, like not just Courtney specifically, but like anybody, like I don't want to.
Chris ain't letting that shit happen.
Oh, I know. But I'm just saying in general, like a lot of people, you know, get like they fall into the dick sand and then think that like this
that
is
doesn't get old
at all.
So I just don't want Courtney to get dignitized and then like
I don't think she will.
Like Courtney or anybody.
I just feel Courtney.
Madonna, whoever, you know, like you have a lot of money and you need to just like be careful about it. And sometimes you get like, you know, blinded. And, you know, pay for a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to happen with Christina Aguilera because she married some, like, production assistant from something. From the fucking, that movie. Burlesque.
That's an amazing movie. That is still weird because she, like, had him living with the, like, ex-husband for a while.
But that's why. It was weird. And he's another one that was younger than her. And like, apparently he got used to the lifestyle real fast. And he was always, like, suggesting, like, let's go on this trip and let's do this and let's go to this $500 dinner and whatever, you know. So I'm always just very leery of...
Yeah.
People when
I
they
get
catch
it.
People when they catch feelings.
Feelings are bad.
Feelings are bad.
Don't do it.
You can only catch feelings if you're poor.
Not even. Feelings will fuck you up then, too.
This is true. Okay,
where are you going?
Where are you going?
Mommy, come back.
Mama.
Pay attention to me.
Your house is the only place I can pee and pee. Mom.
Mama.
Mom.
Mom.
Mommy. We're so annoying.
We really are. But it's okay. So what's up?
I'm dying. What's up?
I'm not. Yeah, this wine is getting to me.
I'm really annoyed that I'm getting this fucking cold again.
Yeah, I'm annoyed for you. You were so fucking sick for so long.
I know.
And now you're getting sick again. That's the worst. Is Link getting sick again?
No.
Kids are the worst.
I don't think this is kids. This is MRSA.
It is MRSA. It's fucking MRSA.
I don't know. What could this be?
Swine flu?
Swine flu. I haven't heard that one in a while. Maybe I have Zika.
You have H1N1.
Bird flu. Maybe I have Zika. Maybe this is what happens when you have Zika. It's flu-like symptoms.
You do? Maybe. Could it be dengue? No, dengue is awful.
No, I have to go to Africa to get dengue.
No, you don't. You can go to the Caribbean and get dengue.
Okay, but I don't leave my house.
Okay, we live in the Caribbean, dude. Well, I don't. You. We do.
One of your dogs farted and it smells terrible.
Nasty fucks. They just want water. They're staring at me because they want water. So what was I saying?
All the things I could be dying from.
All the things you could be dying from. What else? What else? Let's play Steph is dying from bingo.
I have a question. When are they, I speaking of Real Housewives of Orange County, they were having a conversation the other day. I was just thinking about it because you were talking. Okay, hold on. Here, follow my train of thought.
Okay, please. Because
you were talking about
take me by the hand.
Take my hand.
Help me, I'm lost.
So we were talking about all the things they could be dying from, and it made me think of this conversation they were having the other day on the Real Housewives of Orange County, where they were talking about how, like, oh, because I've had HPV, and then everyone at the table was like, yeah, I've had HPV, yeah, like, when did HPV become like crabs, where you could just get it from like sitting on a toilet? Like, I don't,
well,
is it that common?
Well, men are the transmitters, or the, is that the right word?
Yeah, I think so.
Men give
we're
HPV.
We're doctors today, so it yeah, doesn't clearly. Matter.
What are we talking about?
HPV.
I had that.
You had HPV? This is what you
was talking about. What I was just saying. Maybe. I didn't know this was like so common.
Well, I had it though when I was...
What happened to you? What did you do?
I got the shots.
No, I got it.
I got the shots too.
No, Chrissy's too old. Chrissy wasn't around when
I wasn't
shots
around
were.
When there was the shots. I actually... I had an abnormal pap smear come back.
Right.
And that's how they were taught. That's how they.
That's
got
how you find out that you have HPV.
That's how they got on the subject because
ladies, get your paps.
That's how they got on the subject because this lady was saying that she.
Real. We were talking about all the ways that Stephanie could die, and all of a sudden she goes, oh. Talking about the Real Housewives of Orange County. And I'm like, when the fuck were we talking about this?
We were when we were talking about
all the way Stephanie.
Oh, the wrinkly ball, the okay. Scrotums. Okay. That's where
an
that's...
hour and a half ago we were talking about wrinkly balls, and now we're back to it. Okay, so HPV. You had HPV. How did 22. You get HPV?
They don't tell you how you got it. It's basically
you got it from a dude.
I was 22.
You got it from a dude.
That's I'm assuming. I got it. They had to do a most uncomfortable procedure I've ever had in my life. No.
Did you have any symptoms at all?
Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. We had abnormal pap. And then he said I had to have a colposcopy.
A colposcopy?
It's not a it's not a colonoscopy.
Uh-huh.
It's basically what they do is that they go in. And they burn
to your vagina.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Like urine stirrups. They open you up with a forceps. Like,
oh my gosh, the HPV virus looks like a snowflake.
Yeah.
I don't know if the snowflakes
looks like a snowflake. Sorry.
Lop.
Continue.
Osca. B.
You spelled it wrong.
Probably.
I didn't even see it, but I can tell you spelled it wrong.
It's Papa Nicolau.
It's called a that's colposcopy.
That's a pap smear.
When I first...
No, it's a colposcopy.
Listen, when I first learned what that was...
Oh, my God. When I was... I first learned that in the freaking song.
What song?
There, the
in the Pitbull song from, like, 5 years ago?
He says Papa... Oh,
yes,
he does.
I thought he was talking about Santa.
No, he says
that's
Papa...
Okay.
Santa?
Papa Nicolas. Come on.
Nicolas.
There's fucking rap. I don't understand what they're saying half the time. Oh my God, I'm dying. Oh my God.
So, no.
Okay. So, when I was, like, 23, I went to go work for, like, a health insurance
Wait,
company.
Wait, do we need to tell,
like,
people the name of the song?
For, like, 10 minutes.
Yes. What's the name of the song?
It's not... Is it Hotel Room? Is it that one?
Oh my God. My head hurts.
Missy, what's
so
the Pitbull song that talks about pap smears?
Pap.
Anyway.
Nicolas.
I worked in health insurance for like 10 minutes when I was like 22.
Right.
And I was like working in a call center for Medicare. So it was all old people. And in this city, most of the old people are Spanish speaking, primarily Spanish speaking.
Uh-huh.
And I would hear that over and over again. I'm like, why are these old people all talking about Santa Claus? And then somebody told
me, I'm not the only one.
Like, are these old people all senile? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Because, English speakers, Santa in Spanish, they call him San Nicolas.
Yes.
Saint Nicholas. It's not Santa Claus.
No.
San Nicolas.
Right. But, like...
But Papa Noel.
Or Papa Noel, which is Father Christmas.
Right.
So it's a logical conclusion to show.
So, but in Spanish and in many South American countries, they say smear is called a Papa Nicolau.
Because that is...
Say that. That's the actual word.
That is
it.
The actual
because
word
the
for
person
the
person that created it.
Wait,
like,
hang
that's
on.
Where it comes from or something
hang
like
on.
That?
Let me find... I'm on Wikipedia.
But so Yeah. Yes, you should get your pap smear once a year when you're younger.
A Papa Nicolau test.
Yeah, so I had no flipping idea that that's what.
Yeah, the test was invented by and named for the prominent Greek doctor Giorgio Papanicolaou.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Swear to God. I told you it's Stop. Named. The that reason they say it is because of the guy.
But it's Giorgio Papanicolaou spelled with a K and the test is spelled with a C.
Yeah, and it's the one word. It's not like dad. It's Papanicolaou. Like,
yeah, it's all
name.
Put together.
But I did not know this.
I mean, I grew up knowing that word because my mom would say that she had to go to the doctor para su Papa Nicolau. Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
That was not...
I had no idea what it was. And then when I got older, my mom was like, okay, you need to do the thing que hacer a Papa Nicolau. And I'm like, okay, sure. And then I would go to the doctor and they were like, oh, you're a pap smear. I'm like, okay. I mean, eventually I put two and two together, but I...
No, to me, my mom, like, it was not mentioned in my house as a Papa Nicolau. It was your pap smear.
Yeah, so, my mom speaks English.
Well, my mom speaks English, too, but her first language is, I mean, all of our moms, I think, are
her first language is Spanish. But she just, my mom and me speak very, like, fluent, like, a very fluid English-Spanish.
Yeah, me too.
And it was always your pap smear. And... It was, and I will tell you, it was like 5 or 6 years ago. I had just started dating Jeff. The reason I know this is because it was that song was popular at the time, and one of Jeff's friends that I became close to, this girl Sandra, we were listening to the song, and she says Papa Nicolau, and I go, what is it? She goes, it's your pastor. I go, are you fucking kidding me? And I'm like, you're lying. And it became a thing, like it became a ongoing joke between me and Sandra because of the fact that it was he's talking about a pap smear in a song. Like, who does that?
Really gross because he's talking about, like, obviously a woman's vagina and, like, that's
like,
an exam.
Who does
for
that?
I want to say it's hotel room service, but I could be wrong.
Or do you know I want you? Maybe? Who knows?
No, it's not. It's not that one.
I don't know. But to get back to the HPV thing, yeah, I just had, at that time, it wasn't something that was known. And it actually wasn't defined as, like, it was sexually transmitted or anything. Like, you could be just something that you got. It was abnormal cells and
Well, because they're, like, they can become cancerous.
Yes, exactly. So what is done is a colposcopy. I looked it up to get the exact the word. It's colposcopy. And okay. It's basically they go in and they like scrape and they get samples and they burn some stuff off of the abnormal cells to test it to see if it's cancerous. And I remember doing that. And I remember the funny thing is I had a boyfriend at the time, long-term boyfriend, and he went with me. And I didn't know the extent of what was going to be done.
Right.
And he stayed in the room holding my hand.
Oh, my.
Because the doctor didn't tell him either, but he just said, she's going to be awake for this. You might want to be here for her.
Okay. Well, so, at least that's kind of nice.
And so he support. And like, I will never forget that after the fact, he was like, that is the strangest thing I have ever done in my entire life.
Welcome to the club, bro. Yeah.
He's like, basically, I think this is like prepping me for like childbirth at some point. Like, it was that intimate of a situation. Right. But not my husband.
Well, my husband had to come with me to do some OBGYN stuff this week. But, like, but he saw that he was like front and center when the baby came out. So, you know.
Yeah. So like this guy, this guy was just like, now. Nah. So like, okay, I hope that helped him when he had to deal with his wife having his child. But so it's something that just happened. Like I always had to be I got checked a couple years afterwards. No signs of it.
Good.
And it was just gone.
You've also had HPV.
Yeah, and then
please
and
send I asked us your story. We'll read it on the podcast.
And so think about it. I am 39 now. This is when I was 22.
Okay.
I think I was like 27, 28, around there, maybe closer to 30. Mm-hmm. And the whole HPV shot thing started coming up. And I remember asking.
I was like,
I 19 or something like that.
Well, when I finally got my HPV shot, I was almost too old. Like, I was like a year away from being too old to be able to get the shot. So,
like, I remember
I took advantage and got it.
Yeah, and I remember asking my doctor. I think maybe I was like 26 because it should have been about, if I was 22. I forget the age difference between us sometimes.
Me too.
Yeah, and I remember asking my doctor.
I feel like we're all as mature as 18-year-olds, so we're fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Listen, bitch, you're dying.
You're dying, so you have no
place. You're the oldest one in the room, so it's fine.
All those "you're going to die first" comments ain't that funny now, are they?
You're going to die first. I just said you were around for the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
It's funnier, Stephanie. It's funnier. But, so I remember going to the doctor and asking.
Did you
him
know
about
the Greek
shot.
Guy that came up with the test?
They dated once or
dated once or twice.
He gave you a pap smear.
I always thought it was really weird.
Your Papa Nicolau.
He was really into that.
He gave
area.
You a Papa Nicolau
song. I never could listen to that song the same
now
way again.
I need to know the song. I can't
Missy,
remember
what
the
is
song.
This? The Pitbull song.
I googled it and it didn't happen.
No, Google's useless
because he doesn't fucking say pap smear. You know
he says Papa Nicolau.
What?
You have stars now. I logged you in with my account.
Oh, sweet. Thanks.
I have stuffs. Hey.
Now everybody can watch Outlander is what you're saying?
Jeff.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Wait, hold on.
Do
Jeff?
You want me to turn on your mic?
What is Pitbull? Are we going to put it on?
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah, hold on. We'll be right back.
We need to play it on the podcast.
Hold
okay.
On. Wait, we need to
wait,
play this.
We found it. We found it, guys. We found it. Okay.
All right, ready?
What song is it?
It's actually a feature, so it's Usher. It's DJ's Got Us Falling in Love Again.
It's not even his own song.
It's not even his own song. Let me back it up. Okay.
You
ready?
Guys, when I went to school with him, he was a nice one.
Dancing. Translation. I want to be your gyno, not your
doctor.
I want to be your gyno, not your father.
No, not your doctor.
I think it was Flacco.
No, I think it's doctor.
I thought he said gyno.
There's a lyrics video. Hold on.
Please. And then he
just
says,
Google the lyrics.
Open up, Papa Nicolau.
Yeah.
Let me see. Yeah, so.
Hold on. This is an ad.
It just feels.
You could just Google.
By the time this comes out, I'm going to be single, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So if somebody ever said that to me, I would run and change my identity.
Wait. Hold on. You are single.
When this comes out, yeah.
In general, babe.
Don't get mad. It's okay.
No, I'm going to get mad at you.
Have some cake.
Have some cakes.
Yeah, we're bringing this tomorrow. We're going to put it in the oven.
Why?
I let it warm up a little bit so it's
okay. Come with your face and keep it cold.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh.
So this might be edited.
No, it's a different version of this song.
Edit.
It's like
edit. We can't talk bad about Pitbull. We're not talking bad about Pitbull.
We're not talking bad about Pitbull. Okay, so yeah, I just looked up the lyrics, and that's the, those are the lyrics that
we're talking about.
Walk me through this
HPV.
Oh, right. That,
I see.
Apparently, it's very common. Like, a lot more common than any of us thought. And then
Maria has it.
Has your mom HPV?
Oh, here's a good story, listeners. She's never going
to
hear this.
Guys, welcome Missy to the podcast.
FYI, Maria is Missy's mother.
My mom, because...
Not a younger person.
No, like, I call my mom by her first name.
No, it's not about that. I'm talking about the HPV part.
Oh, no, my mom. I call her Maria because she's my child sometimes, always. So...
Do you mind sharing with the class how old your mother is?
65. Alrighty. And this is how she. This is
how she's spending her retirement.
This is why I. No, this is why. This
okay,
is how
I found the dirty lyrics. I want to. Oh, yeah. I want to be your gyno, not your doctor. Dale, abre ahí. Papa Nicolau, baby, let me see.
Gross. Running for the hills.
Seriously. Not smooth, Pitbull. Not Armando. Eso no se hace.
Armando Lopez. Eso no se
Perez.
Hace. Perez?
Perez.
I thought it was Lopez.
No, it's Perez.
Oh, you're right. It is, because I have a friend that has the exact same name.
As Pitbull, did he go to school with him? Because I went to school
with him. No, but you can live with him if you want, because he's the one that has the room that's for rent.
Nope. Anyway. Mom's out of town till end of our Halloween. I'm enjoying the master bedroom right now. So do you want me to tell you the story?
How does your mom... Okay, let's discuss. Does she currently have this?
Yes. Okay. So she's probably
oversharing time.
Yeah, well, she's never gonna hear it, and if you're listening,
she probably doesn't even know what the fuck a podcast is.
If I told her what a podcast was,
my grandmother thinks this is a radio show.
If I told her
that's the easiest way to describe it.
But if I, that's not nice. You're assholes.
I told her all those jokes about me dying first aren't going to be funny now, are they?
And then I just told her I'm going to haunt her.
And I said, do it.
FYI, Missy isn't finding it as amusing as we are.
Oh, no. What?
That I'm dying.
That she's dying.
She can't die, stupid.
Assholes can die, too. It's fine.
No, oh, she's right. Said?
Wait.
No, but robots can't die.
Robots can't die.
Want to be like the Wizard of Oz? Just be put rebooted. Oil in your joints and then you'll be fine?
You're Janet from The Good Place. You're just going to be rebooted.
There you go.
Spoiler alert.
Seriously, I haven't seen it yet.
It does not matter.
It's like 65 times.
Okay. It's not a giveaway.
Not a spoiler alert.
It's pious.
It happens like every other episode.
By the way, robots can't die. Good job.
It's like it hit us at the same time. Lightning.
Boom.
Whatever, you're old.
Yeah, but you're dying, so.
Missy! Zing.
Yeah, I'm gonna really.
So, did you like Boss Baby?
I quit.
Oh, you did?
After the baby butts, it was funny, but then I was like.
I get it.
But it's a little obnoxious. It's not like.
No, and I'll tell you. Next time, we're going to watch it with a child next to you.
No, I'll watch it if Link and Nate are watching it.
Yeah, because their enthusiasm for it makes it more interesting.
Right, but me...
See how stupid Link gets with the fucking butts.
As an adult watching it, I'm like, that kid is a brat. Like the
yeah.
He has like only child syndrome. Mm-hmm.
One, we all think it's like all the dream.
I mean, I didn't
She didn't finish
far.
It, so...
No, but in just from the first couple seconds, you get it.
I didn't get that far.
But it makes more sense at the end. But anyway, yeah, I felt that way, though. Did you hear
It's raining.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, yes, it is. We just said that.
You did?
Welcome to the conversation.
I was in another room, bitch.
No. Oh, literally right now. Steph just said that.
I didn't hear it.
Sometimes I look like I'm paying attention, but I'm really not.
But yeah, when Neri and I first saw the movie, Neri fell asleep in the movie theater, and I was like, I need this shit to end, because I'm cold. So I...
But you were with the kids.
Yeah, but we were with Sophie. I didn't that day, but I needed it.
But your family share. I've seen my favorite parts of like 15 movies in the past hour.
Did you go to everybody's?
Yeah.
Okay, FYI, we are going to remove me.
I'm okay with it.
All she has is Dora the Explorer episode.
Yeah, all I have
is Descendants. Oh, no, Jeff has Descendants.
All I have is Scooby-Doo the movie.
Does he have that movie that you made me watch the other day?
That is... No, that's mine.
God damn it, Christy.
We can always log me into that one.
That's true.
Or I can just make Jeff get it again.
You should do that.
I know, because actually I own that one. Like, I bought it myself. So
dumbass fucking Lifetime movie are you talking about?
No, it's called The First Time. It's with Dylan O'Brien and
that movie that Britt she was Robinson. Obsessed with. We watched it the other day. It was really freaking cute. I like it a lot.
It's a mood lifter.
It had feelings. Feelings are these things that you feel within your soul. Air.
Jeff was very happy because I was super I was super loving and like just wanting to be like I wanted to be with my husband. It was really weird.
See, if I do that, Dave's like, not what it. Do you want?
I want.
I don't know. Did you feel like any additional connection to Neri after?
I ain't doing it.
Oh, we talked to our CrossFitter.
Yeah.
Oh man,
I said I ain't doing it.
Her name. If you haven't
caught Heather, we've been talking about this for like 2 days.
Heather something.
Heather Land.
She's funny.
The I ain't doing it mom. And what she does is, first of all, she uses my all time favorite Snapchat filter, the
big one
that mouth
with the big eyes. That's the one that
changes your voice
out.
And then. She just doesn't.
No, I'm done.
Shut up.
I hate that Snapchat filter.
But before you die, you need to listen to it.
It's really funny.
I don't like any Snapchat filter that's not the pretty filter.
I'm looking it up. I'm
hard eye roll.
But hey, Vanessa, did you have any?
I enjoyed the pie. I don't want to vomit.
Feelings toward Neri after you watched it?
No, I was mad at him that day.
Did it make it better at all?
A little bit. It's a cute movie.
It's a cute movie. It makes you
I want to watch
and
it
I think,
again.
And I have American Psycho.
I think
Psycho.
I'm going to watch it again before. I don't care about that movie. I'm going to watch the cute movie again before I kick you out.
Yeah, and I have American. Well, again, I can get Jeff to get it. Trust me. I'll have him
listen
look for
to,
it.
Listen to the I Ain't Doing It Mom. She's great.
Just want to thank all you CrossFitters out there for checking
into our CrossFit conversation.
On Facebook at 5 o'clock every morning. I'm glad to know how many AMRAPs you were able to get in during your WOD before my feet ever hit the floor.
WOD makes me laugh.
You're better than me. Is that what you want to hear?
That's my favorite part.
What? Oh, I know I could be there, but I didn't really have death penciled in on my schedule today, so I think I'm going to pass.
I like when she whispers to herself, you people.
Pretty sure wall balls and bear crawls ain't how I'm going out. Jesus is taking me home in a cocktail dress, okay? Not my dancing shorts.
See, Link's been watching so much Alvin and the Chipmunks lately that this is all it reminds me of.
I'm going to catch my pinky toe on a bed frame than to be caught dead at CrossFit. Mm-mm. I'm doing it.
I have Fantastic Beasts somewhere to find them.
So do I.
No, God damn
it. Oh, okay.
Done.
It's another problem.
Fine. Problem solved.
Problem solved. So, Miss Urine, I'm out.
I bought Baby Driver this week. I love that movie.
Fucking finally.
We've been done.
No, you're in.
Yeah, that's it. You're
in. You're in. You're in.
You won.
Wow, this is an easy crowd. You bitches are easy as fuck.
Well, yes.
Yes. A little bit.
Just a little bit.
I'm working on my slut game.
Nice.
I mean, not tonight, because, you know, chocolate.
She's eating cookie pie. The DJ's gonna fall in love again.
Oh, my God. I swear to God, I would run. I would change my identity. I would die. I would dye my hair
kick
blonde.
Me out right now. Kick me out right now.
Why?
Because I'm going to watch it tomorrow. The family
shit. Dude, I have to tell you, I mean, if you listen to the WooBro, like, end of the year wrap up, I'll talk about it in a little bit, like, more depth. But, like, I've never seen a movie like that in my entire life. Like, I wasn't, it just looked cool.
Baby Driver?
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
Yeah, I know. We saw it in the theater.
So good.
David and I saw it in the theater because like we had a lot because
What's
I was
the kid's name?
Ansel
Elgort.
He's so cute.
He is so much better than I thought he was.
But I
better
feel
than
bad.
Taryn?
I feel
because
bad.
The thing is that
better than who?
Taryn Edgerton.
The thing is that
the guy from Kingsman.
Yeah, no, he's different. It's different.
It's a different. Okay.
It's different. Iggy
it's the
is
same.
Different.
What about
Iggy's
the type different. Of like what about cute the American young assassin dude? What's his name again?
Dylan O'Brien.
She just looked at me like Pacey
like,
Witter.
Bitch.
Pacey
duh
Witter.
Bitch.
Duh bitch.
Duh bitch.
Also, John Hamm is in Baby Driver, so that helps. I love
is
him.
His ham in the movie?
No.
I mean, he doesn't show it, but I mean, it's there.
There's
it.
A lot of.
I ain't doing it.
I would like to.
I can't wait to get those shirts.
I ain't doing it.
It's a tough call. Burgers.
Anyway,
are my nuggets.
Burgers I've never are seen nuggets. A movie made like that ever, where like every second of movement and every second of the entire film is choreographed to music. It's nuts.
Awesome, and it's a lot of fun to watch. And I told Neri, I think when I first watched it, that it's like what Fast and the Furious wish it could be.
I don't know why he's like meh about that movie. Like he
about Baby Driver.
Yeah, yeah.
If he watches it, I think he might.
I'm sure
it.
He would love it. I'll wait.
He
for
also
him
so has he can to go against together. Everything. So.
But I asked him.
He against the green guy?
He says he's going to like American Assassin.
I asked him.
Yeah, he was like, "I'll probably like it."
I asked him
because everybody else hated it.
I asked him when I was
didn't
in the
hate
room.
It. It just had was not historically accurate.
Oh, okay.
What American Assassin? There's a lot of things wrong with that movie. Me and Christy and Jeff went to watch it, and the opening credits start, and then we see CBS Films, and Christy goes, CBS makes films? And I'm like,
well, that's what we did when we saw like, The Big Sick. We're like, Amazon has a movie studio?
And I'm like, oh, we're about to find out how good their movies are in about 2 minutes.
It's like, and then I wasn't there, but it was like, I said the next day, I'm like, that's what happens when you see MTV Films. Like, you know that this is not going to be good.
But the Big Sick is MTV Films.
But the Big Sick MTV film that you like.
Legally Blonde.
Save the Last Dance.
Is it?
And
is
Save the Last Dance.
Save the Last Dance is fucking fantastic.
No, Save
fantastic.
The Last Dance, I believe you.
It's a football
you,
movie that is all.
Oh, Varsity Blues, never mind.
Drumline.
Drumline sucks.
It is an MTV
Varsity Blues.
I like Nick Cannon.
Is it MTV? That's
do you really?
I do.
Don't say that out loud.
What did you say?
I like Nick Cannon.
It's just me and Mariah Carey for a hot minute.
Yeah, like Mariah Carey doesn't even like Nick
Cannon.
Well,
she divorced him, so obviously she doesn't like him anymore. Hey, but she liked him for a minute.
Even though I'm totally down to watch
Guys,
Kings of the
Dance
Hall.
This episode is a fucking mess.
Yeah,
I might be eating just the fudge off the cake.
That's Nutella.
Oh,
no, it's delicious.
No, it's not. It's Paramount.
Oh, okay.
What?
And, which, even though, Vanessa, I am totally down with watching Kings of the Dance Hall with you.
Oh, my God. We should totally watch totally that. I'm to totally in for that.
Wait. Is that what I think it is?
It's Jamaican Dance
Hall. I don't know.
I
couldn't hear through the half-masticated cookie in your mouth.
With Nick Cannon and Busta Rhymes.
Chewing with your mouth closed is for sluts.
What?
Chewing with
and
your mouth
Lily
closed.
Bond is on MTV Films either. It's MGM.
What's this
okay,
episode
wait.
About, guys?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Okay, so
Napoleon Dynamite is MTV Films.
Oh, no, Varsity Blues is MTV Films.
No, it's not.
It's part of Paramount.
Oh,
I'm
Paramount
on...
does own MTV. You're right.
What?
Paramount owns MTV.
Say that again. What
Paramount
that?
Films okay. owns MTV Films.
No, say it again. You said it once. Oh. I believe in you.
I believe
Here's
you.
The list of MTV Films.
MTV Films?
Joe's Apartment.
I'm looking at it.
Election
at it.
Is an MTV film. That
Beavis and Butthead
Do
America.
Yeah.
What?
The original the original Kings of Comedy.
Zoolander.
This is done.
Pootie Tang.
Crossroads.
Of course Crossroads is
Listen, we're
film.
Done.
Shonda Rhimes.
I was going to say.
Shonda Rhimes wrote that
hey,
movie.
We're done.
Oh, hello. Martin Lawrence Live. Run Tell That.
We're done. The Wood is an MTV film.
The fuck
Never
is that?
So is Hustle and Flow, and that shit won an Oscar.
There you go.
Well,
Jackass the movie.
I love Jackass. Justin Bieber, Never Say Never.
Napoleon Dynamite. The Longest Yard. That was a good movie.
No, that was the
horrible
Coach
Carter.
Guys, it also had Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters.
What the fuck is Murder Ball?
So they're going.
Oh, that was actually fine.
Guys,
that.
Get Rich or Die Trying.
And the Footloose from 2011.
The 50 Cent movie.
Of Freedom Riders. That was a good movie, I think.
No, Murder Ball is an amazing movie.
Blades
it's a
of Glory. How She Move.
I want to see that.
How does she move?
I don't know. The Foot Fist. Wait, what the fuck?
The Katy Perry.
It only made $79,000.
Oh my God.
Because that's an aggressive movie title.
The Foot Fist Way. Yeah.
Has MTV Films stopped making movies?
Probably.
I feel like they
you
should.
You know that they were supposed to
They have some movies that went direct to video. Jackass 2.5 and Jackass 3.5.
Yes. I bet you they did Bad Grandpa too then.
They did. It's on the list.
Jackass Prevents Bad Grandpa.
Oh no.
What?
Chocolate by the dogs.
It's fine. It's just a little piece. It's not enough to kill them.
No.
It takes a lot.
Yeah, my dog ate an Oreo the other day. She's fine.
Yeah,
my dog is.
Baloo ate one of those chocolate glazed donuts from Dunkin' Donuts. He's okay.
Roxy's dad ate an entire box of Samoas once.
Nice.
Oh my God, guys, I watched the first episode of The Bold Type.
Huh?
Okay.
It's on Freeform.
No, I'm not doing that.
I know, but it's about it's basically a group of three like millennials, whatever, that they're working at a fashion magazine.
I have Riverdale now. I don't need it.
They work for a fashion magazine. It's totally up your alley.
I thought that Younger was going to totally be up my alley, and I couldn't do it.
No, it's a different story. Honestly, the first episode, I've only seen the first episode, and I liked it. It's on Hulu right now.
Whatever, Pretty Little Liars is getting the spinoff. That's all I care about.
Perfectionist is going to be amazing.
Yeah,
because that famously in love shit that she tried to do.
With Bella Thorne? No. go away.
What's her deal?
Get a more likable.
Did we talk about her?
No, we have not talked about her, but we can.
Yang?
Bella Thorne.
She's so
bien conocida por su casa.
I know. Want to like her. Here's the problem.
She's like Caitlyn Jenner. You want to like her. But she makes it so
Vanessa
hard.
Doesn't know that joke.
Vanessa doesn't know that joke yet.
Why?
It's a Will and Grace joke.
Oh.
But
I don't like that people are upset that Will and Grace is political. Will and Grace was always political.
First of all.
You guys, I just saw the Will and Grace episode that Nick Offerman was in and Megan Mullally was like trying to hit it. The Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah, yeah. That's my favorite episode of Will and Grace ever. That's one of the best Thanksgiving episodes. Like, and Friends did 10 years worth of Thanksgiving episodes.
But is that the one where they go back in time and
I don't know who this
person
is.
No. That's the one where they go to all four Thanksgiving and they put on the timer and they're only going to be in an hour at each house.
I feel like Mount Geek two-part episode.
They're going to. They're talking about it.
A mountain of what?
A Thanksgiving episode.
I wasn't going to say that.
What were you going to say?
They should do a mountain of Will and Grace.
They won't.
We would have to do it.
We would have to do a Mama's Presents.
Like we did Friends.
Yeah.
We could do it.
Seasons.
Sure.
No. We could
Seasons will do Will and Grace.
Yeah, Seasons is going to do Will and Grace. But I think we have to wait.
Right now.
Yeah, we have to wait until.
We could do the original Seasons. No.
Neri will call that shit on us really quick.
Because he doesn't want to do Will and Grace.
We set a parameter. We need to stick by it.
But he brought it up the other day. He's like, oh, it's also so that we can do shows that I don't necessarily like. And he named Will and Grace specifically. So.
Yeah. I remember when he and I started dating, he was like, so what TV shows do you like? Well, Six started talking on MySpace. He was like, what TV shows do you like? And I'm like, I like Will and Grace, because I had seen a few episodes, but I haven't like finished the original seasons. He was like, of course you do. I'm like, the fuck does that mean?
He's only seen like two episodes of Will and Grace, though.
He's been watching it a little bit more with me, and I have caught him laughing. So
okay,
I'll get him,
guys. If we
that's how I got him with Friends. Like, he now makes Friends references. I'll get him. Don't worry.
You fixed it.
I'm working on it.
You fixed it, Jesus.
We could do.
I need that shirt. I need the Fix It Jesus shirt.
I ain't doing it.
We could do it. a Mama's Will and Grace.
We can.
I'm down.
Because it would have to be us. I'm totally okay with doing another Mama's Friends Just Thanksgiving episode one.
Okay, there's 10 of them.
Yeah, I wasn't on the first one. Should have been. We need to fix it.
Okay.
We can redo
it. Episode if you want to. Yeah. No problem with that.
I mean, there's a bird turd in that one, so it's fine.
Yeah,
exactly. A fan of that episode.
We can get rid of it. That's fine.
Friends.
We can redo that whole episode if you want.
For savagery, I think maybe.
Oh no, there's always need for savagery. Name for savagery. Oh, hashtag savage is always acceptable.
You guys, well, you guys were there, but listeners, I think it was Tuesday that I woke up in a very trollish mood.
I support all the trollish behavior.
And the opportunity presented itself, and it was so good. It was so good, I wasn't even hungry for lunch. I was just satisfied from trolling. Sometimes you just have to be an asshole.
It's okay.
You know what? That should be a fucking bumper sticker.
Sometimes you have to be an asshole.
Yes.
Yeah, but what if there's a kid in the car behind you that's learning how to read, and then
it's like Meet the Fockers.
An entire bottle of pink shitty wine in the refrigerator.
I'm going to your house tomorrow. I can drink it then.
That's true. Blow up. Oh, you put it in the freezer?
She said it was shitty wine.
It is
$4 wine is not shitty wine. That shit's classy.
Classy AF.
Well, this one is not in a box. Did it crack?
It was in the freezer. The cork is coming out?
Yeah.
Just let it thaw. It's fine.
Just let it thaw.
Oh, it's bearing. She knows me.
Take it to your house and put it in the refrigerator.
That's the cork. That is the cork. Oh, it did all the work for us.
Cool.
Good thing you got it out, because if that would have exploded in my freezer, I would have been cursing all your asses tomorrow.
I didn't do it.
What? Just put it right there.
One time champagne exploded in my freezer and it scared the bejesus out of me.
Yeah, that is scary.
And messy. But champagne slushies.
But now you have flushies.
Yeah, now you have pink wine slushies.
Now I have flushies, says Christy. Maybe we should follow your ass home tonight.
Nah, I can't speak good.
She never can.
Yeah,
never
this can. Is just regular.
That's
Christy.
Her age.
Christy, you've never heard. Well, I think I've told you. I don't think I've told you how, like, how I describe your style of texting.
Yeah.
No, Christy's? I told you.
No.
That because Dave asked me that. He goes, "Can you ever understand Christy's text message?" And I go, "Yeah, it's not drunk texting."
Yeah, but then, but then I followed up
Am
with
I
like
wrong?
Christy talks like how William Shatner speaks.
I like that Christy's just like nodding along, like, yes, this is correct.
I can see that though. I can give you that because I don't text in a like.
She
I
won't hate, like put it in a paragraph.
No, I hate that. Example.
It's like 18 text messages.
I'll give you an example right now. Earlier today, my uncle asked me to babysit tomorrow night, but we had already made plans.
Oh, I was really bad at that one.
To hang out tomorrow night, right? Which is Saturday for those of you listening. And so
3 weeks ago for you people
listening. I texted her and I said, hang on.
Yeah, that was really bad.
We're definitely hanging out Saturday night, right? Because my uncle just asked me to babysit. Sorry if you're listening. And I'm going to tell him no. And she goes, yeah, that's a plan. Unless, God forbid, something happens. She goes, like, if we don't get together, it's not a good thing that's happened. And I was like... And I just wrote back. I go, what? And then she wrote, tat, not even that, tat.
You know that my fucking
only thing, a bad thing would
tat fuck doesn't fuck. Even fix it anymore.
Tat, well, only a tat meaning like
my autocorrect won't even fix that anymore.
She meant to write that as in THAT, but instead her phone wrote TAHT.
And my phone, I've done it wrong so many times that my autocorrects won't fix it anymore.
My phone, I say fuck so many times, but my phone still
makes
my
phone still shut up. And I go tat. Only a bad thing would stop us from getting together. To which I replied, oh, okay.
Sometimes I'm like, Christy, just fucking spit it out already. Just send me one text message with all the information.
Well, because the thing is that, like,
please, just send one text message with all the information.
And my mom texts me, okay, okay-E-Y. I'm like, no, bitch.
That's okay.
Okay-A-Y.
Because the thing is, because that's how you spell okie dokie.
I've been telling Maria for years.
No, okie dokie spells I-E.
She just said I-E.
No, I said
E-Y.
Okay-E-Y instead of okay-A-Y.
You're so
I'm telling Maria. Listen.
Esa es la vejez. Esa es la vejez.
But you know,
you heard all my S's.
You know what you need? You
suck
need Pepo to give you a pap smear sick.
Listen. But no, here's the funny thing is, I send it
so
like that.
So thanks for listening to Mama's Inferno.
How many hours have
I
you
have
been
no idea because I've stopped it 18 times. I have no idea.
No, we need to stop.
It's 23
yeah,
minutes.
I think we're
I know,
there.
But we've stopped
this time.
So what does Simi taste like?
It's very berry-like.
Tastes tat
And
good.
I feel really weird because I just...
Tat good? It is tat good.
I feel really weird because I have a friend named Simi. So I just, that made me
hey,
feel weird.
Hey, Simi.
What up, girl?
It's a girl, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What up, Bo?
So, Simi of Alexander Simi Valley, Cabernet Sauvignon. obviously, as you are listening to us, $30 wine.
Hang on.
Oh my God.
Hang on. You gotta listen to the song. Busta Rhymes doesn't listen to us, right?
It's okay. Busta Rhymes is making Kings of Dance Hall. He don't look too hot.
He's okay.
He's fine.
We'll be happy that we're talking about him.
$30 wine makes you holler because apparently...
$30 wine might be hotter, honey, boo-boo child.
What is happening?
This is beyond...
We're off the rails and you're dying. Don't worry about it.
No, this is my last podcast, guys.
Oh, don't say that. Oh, I'm joking.
No, I'm joking.
Bring the room down.
We can say... What if we told you? We can joke about it. You can't.
I can joke about it. I'm the one that's dying.
Oh, here it is.
You're not dying. You have a brain.
I said that at least on the positive side, if I am dying, I'm going to lose a bunch of weight and look really skinny. And then I'm going to
do like a photo shoot.
Like a pre-death photo shoot. Like I'm looking my best.
You're an asshole. You're not going to die. Robots don't die.
You just get rebooted.
Yes. We just, you know how I just got a software update while I was on the couch. You're going to be fine.
Missy looks so serious.
I'm demanding that she doesn't die.
It's not Busta Rhymes, it's ODB.
It's ODB.
It is.
I don't know, you guys said Busta. I said Busta's busy. He's in doing Dance Hall Kings.
RIP ODB.
What are we looking for? What song?
I found it.
Dirty Bastard.
But what song?
I like it raw.
Oh man, I want to listen to Knocked Up Now. I mean, watch it.
Oh baby, I like it raw.
I miss the shimmy shimmy. No.
Wait, yes, it's coming. That's what she said. Oh baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Shimmy shimmy, yo, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic to take a. Is that a good outro?
Sure. I'm allowed to use it.
We're
not allowed to use more than 7 seconds.
7 seconds.
This is definitely more than 7 seconds.
We can discuss the fact that it's
seven drunk seconds. Leave it alone.
FBI or whoever's investigating this. I have no part in this.
They're subscribe.
Gonna put a wall around her
subscribe
podcast.
FBI. Yeah, subscribe
and leave a review. And
give us a 5-star review before you shut us down.
Sometimes when you're trolling people online, it's good to promote the Geek Bro Network.
That was the best.
I did it.
I can't believe that comment went. That thread went like 300 comments.
It's my fault though because I set the challenge. There was a situation, listeners, that
we got into a political debate, which we all know we should not do.
Right,
it's not good for you.
And everyone else was,
especially when your friends are busy and can't keep up with it, and then have to catch up on 250 fucking comments.
It's my fault because I started trolling the thread. I wasn't really contributing very like.
She wasn't contributing in a positive manner. She was just contributing trollish
in a trollish comments. Manner. And then I set a challenge.
Very mature.
When we hit
it's messy.
When we hit 185, my life is pretty boring. When we hit 185, I set out and I was like, "Hey guys, you think that we'll beat 300 comments?"
We did.
And then other people.
Spoiler
joined.
Alert: We did.
It was the whole Geek Bro fam. I think
it really was.
The whole Geek Bro. Like,
it was Neri and Mike and Dave. Jeff didn't engage.
But Steph. No, I tried to avoid.
He was engaging, but he was contributing. He was. Neri's was too. You every now and then would throw a little nugget of. Oh,
because after a while, I was like, I would have more success with my 6-year-old than I would with this grown ass man.
Yeah, but I would say me and Mike were the ones who were like,
yeah, I didn't want to engage, but there was a couple times I was like, no.
No, but like I even said, okay, I'm like disengaging. And he,
you know, there's no disengage
back in.
There's no disengage.
Turn off the notifications.
No, I turned off the notifications. If you let me finish.
No, bitch, you're the one that always interrupts everyone.
Let me tell you something, okay?
But I'm dying.
Oh my god, that's gonna be the excuse all the time now.
That's gonna be the excuse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that phantom fucking glass back in your throat?
Annoying people can die too.
Assholes and annoying people. Check and check.
Yeah. Robots still can't.
They just reboot.
If my iPhone can live through software updates, you'll be fine.
I was saying, I've looked for a disengaged GIF because that's like my thing.
Is it a GIF?
It's a GIF.
I don't fucking know. I don't care.
I've heard Neri tell you before that it's a GIF, and he's a man, and he's the superior.
And I don't, and I don't fucking care. And that's actually why I was looking for a disengaged GIF, because that's what I say to Neri when I refuse to like let him troll me. I'm like, disengage, and I can't find one. So the closest thing I get is Dwight Schrute going shun.
You need to just make it.
I don't know what I'm. I don't know how to do that.
I don't know how to do that.
No, I don't want a meme. I want a GIF.
We could make a. We could make a boomerang and just go disengage.
Disengage. Mama say disengage. Disengage.
But you did good with the Lafayette with a.
Oh yeah, my Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, the What Did I Miss? And then I had that song stuck in my head for the rest of the
You're
day.
Welcome.
I had to listen to the soundtrack too.
I'm just happy that I'm watching Will and Grace.
And I was like, she immediately texts me. She goes, "Hey. That's the guy from Hamilton, right?" I go, yeah.
It's like, okay, just check. From Hamilton. His hair's missing, but it's okay.
She's like, okay, good. Just checking.
I'm just checking. Yeah.
Okay, are we done?
Count of Monte Cristo is a good book.
I'm the boss here. I'm trolling. I'm trolling the episode. I wasn't invited, but there's
You're always invited. Listen, you have a permanent invitation to come whenever you want.
Thank you.
So do all of our past guests, FYI. Anybody
all
that
of
has,
them?
Well, there's the turd bird is not welcome. But everybody else is.
Where did that phrase come from?
Because
I'm gonna get a butterfly in 1 foot and a turd bird.
No, you don't need to imprint that.
What does a turd bird look like?
Okay, because
a poop with wings.
Phoenixes are too cool for her, so turd bird or bird turd is much better. It's much more fitting.
Oh, okay, I understand it now.
Because I refuse to call her Phoenix because I still like Phoenixes. So turd bird is my go-to now.
After our trying to disengage moment on the
hashtag
interwebs,
shade.
Yeah. I think that we need Mercadal and Missy
on an episode together.
I already texted him. Like when the all was going down, I was like, there has been a request for a Mike Missy podcast episode. And
of whatever the fuck we can invent.
Whatever we can do. Whatever people we can get it on. Like, next time you come to Miami, it's happening. And he was like, I am fucking in.
Because really? So, yes. Is fucking hysterical.
So he is down.
I'm not funny. I'm crazy. There's a difference.
Well, your crazy comes off as funny.
Okay. Whatever gets me more Facebook friends, I don't care.
Whatever gets me more Instagram followers.
Q was my friend this week because I was here on Tuesday.
Q was
no, Q's awesome.
We were talking about the furniture I want to get rid of, and I was like, are we Facebook friends? She's like, no. And I'm like, I don't collect Pokemon, but I do collect friends.
And you're not funny. Not at all.
I'm fucking crazy. There's a difference.
I'm not crazy. It's funny as well. So.
See, because we have Q. She's our resident. So Q's our resident lesbian.
We're lesbian adjacent.
Now we need we need a resident gay for questions like the scroll talks.
Don't know one.
They could be virtual. Again,
the position is open. If you would like to fill it, please email mamas, mommasandmerlot@gmail.com.
We just need a gay consultant.
We had them, and I don't know if you're still listeners.
It's an unpaid position, but if you would like the honor, please
email us. We will officially be called the mamas gayspertise.
No, Christine. No.
We'll come up with a better
name. We're going to brainstorm, guys. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
But Christy's not good with the words.
We
just found out that Christy's good at math.
Tat.
We just found out that Christy's good at math, though.
I got math.
You don't know that.
I don't know. It's sad when the iPhone.
That's like, why did Miss Cleo take over?
Because that's what she writes.
I know. Thank you. But
it won't even correct it anymore.
You gotta do something about that.
What the duck, Chrissy? What the duck?
That's like a DUI test when you're not drunk. Like, I didn't earn it. Why do I have to try to decipher it?
You're lucky. Jeff here is way worse.
Oh, I'm sure he does. Hashtag pray for Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Like, I try to, and when I bitch about Jeff, that's the best part about it. I know that when I bitch about him, it's like, takes like 27 text messages to get through. The thing is, I want to tell you all my statements and all my feelings as they're coming out. I don't want to wait until, like, because I hate when people text me and it's just those three dots and it's over and over again and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting.
The text messages I got this morning, it could have been one thought. It could have been one thought. Eight text messages.
She didn't misspell anything.
No, she didn't. That's what wakes me up sometimes in the morning is messages from Christy. Look.
Sometimes I wake up and the chat, it's like 6:30 and the chat's already like 20 comments deep for the day.
Christy wake up early.
So does Dave.
And the thing is, I feel bad because like if it's after 8 o'clock, I'm probably asleep.
Right. So she wakes us up at 5:30.
Because I hear you guys having conversation.
I mute the conversation between 10 and... Well
I don't mute it. It's just I don't wake up for it. But then when I wake up, I go back and I check everything and I respond to everything. But it's 6 a.m.
The other day, I woke up and I didn't want to get out of bed because the shutters are still open in my room.
Yeah, mine are too.
And so it feels like the middle of the night all the time, even when I'm supposed to want to go to work. Best. Which is never. Not on a Monday when you don't want to go to work. So I just grabbed our group text and I was like, adult, bad, trap, stupid, hashtag, thoughts.
Yeah, it was just words. All I wrote. It wasn't even like a sentence. And it was just words.
I literally put the phone down and I rolled my ass out of bed and I was like, this is stupid. Paychecks are for idiots.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. Oh man, I gotta tell you what happened at work. But offline.
Oh yeah, you do. So, and thank you for listening.
Okay, so...
Love you,
oh my God, this is great. Forgive and forget. I'm neither Jesus nor do I have Alzheimer's.
Oh my God.
Okay, so on that note, tonight, you guys, just as a recap, we are being fancy AF because I found clearance wine and we are drinking a Simi Alexander Valley Cabernet Sauvignon. And it is fantastic. It does have a very berry. To me, it was very berry-like. The back says, the esteemed Alexander Valley is home to Simi Winery and our Cabernet Sauvignon vineyards. Balanced flavors of red and black fruits, smooth tannins, and a soft spice give way to a velvety finish. And I agree 1,000%. This wine was fantastic. Do you guys agree? I liked it.
This was really good. It's
fucking $30 a bottle.
I feel
a drunk as fuck. Like, we were drunk two drinks in. Like, not even two bottles in. We were drunk two drinks in. Like, this wine was great.
I'm not drunk.
Okay, you didn't drink as much as Christy and I did. Maybe that's why we're drunk.
Because I'm on antibiotics.
She's dying. Drunk people.
drunk people may be assholes.
I'm still on antibiotics. I can't drink that much.
Okay,
I shouldn't drink at all.
Dying people may be assholes, but they don't drink. So, well, that makes them assholes.
Oh, trust me. If I'm dying, I'm drinking everything. And I'm going to do all the drugs. No, I'm
that, that's why I'm drunk. Because Stephanie didn't drink as much as she normally does.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So
blame it on
Christy,
me.
Yeah. So Christy and I had to drink more than normal.
I agree. So. Excuse me.
But yeah, I really...
Whatever, I ordered you Nutella pie.
You did. And I'm very thankful.
Nutella was good. Half of it is gone.
Yup, we're going to finish it tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, Vanessa.
Bye, guys. Sorry, I was doing a little yawn, you guys.
Dance, so, monkey dance.
Okay, so definitely I do recommend two thumbs up, Simi, Alexander Valley. Mm, good. And on that note, if you enjoyed our podcast, you can check out all the other podcasts on our network.
That's a word.
The Geek Bro Network, where you can find What's Up Bro podcast, Mount Geekmore, What's Good, Zeroes on Heroes, Shiver, Comedy Fitness, The Talking Geek, and Seasons, a brand new podcast. By the time this comes out, hopefully Seasons will be out. I don't know if Neri already scheduled it, but hopefully it'll be out soon. But it's Seasons, a TV podcast, where you can relive your favorite TV show one season at a time. If you want to send us your wine recommendations, if you want to tell us a story or ask us a question, or did anybody check the Instagram? Because I asked for questions, but I don't know if we got any comments.
Yeah, I didn't see any.
Let me double check before we go. If you have any questions for us, please email us. Contact us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. It's Mamas and Merlot, across the board, MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com. That's our email, and it's spelled the same across our Facebook, our Instagram, Snapchat. We have a Tumblr now. We're on Acast. And of course, as I said earlier, the Geek Bro Network. So thank you, Missy, for hanging out with us the last 20 or so minutes. Actually, 40 minutes. And cheers.
Cheers.
Love you. I mean it. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.